So, guys, what do you want to do today?
We can go swimming. It's hot as balls outside.
It is hot outside. Let's go swimming, guys.
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to stay here and play Genshin Impact.
What's Genshin Impact?
What? You've never heard of Genshin Impact?
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, look at the screen. That's Genshin Impact.
Whoa!
That's so sick!
Damn right, whoa.
Well, Cody, what are you doing in this game?
Well, you can run and jump. I mean, what other game can you do that in? None that I can mention.
So you can run and jump, and what else?
Well, you can also climb buildings, like some kind of superhero who can climb things. Maybe he was bitten by an insect. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, show me!
Look, I'm climbing that thing.
Whoa!
That's amazing!
Yeah, check this out. You can also jump and hover, kind of. Look at me hover, kind of.
Oh my god. He's like hovering, kinda.
He's hovering, kinda. And then check this out. Goo 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 goo.
Oh, hoorah!
Oh, goo 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 goo.
Yeah, guess what? You can also fight. Look at me fight this thing. I'm gonna fight it.
Yeah, kick him up. Yeah,
fight.
Beat him.
Beat him!
Fight.
Yeah. Beat him up, Joey!
Yeah, die!
I'm sure I'm sure fighting.
That's taking forever to kill him.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while, but that's just the game, you know?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what else can you do?
Well, the best part is check out this hunky dude I'm playing as. Isn't he the sexiest, hottest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is really... Not, I mean, I don't really like guys, Cody. Is there any girls?
Oh, hell yeah, there's girls. There's hot ones, too.
Oh, hot girls? I want to see the hot girls.
Yeah, I want to see these hot girls.
Check out the hot girls. This is Kicking.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Ooh, she's hot.
That's Jean.
Uh-huh. Oh, mid.
This is Amber.
Okay.
That's Mona.
Ooh.
This is Fischl.
All right.
This is Raiden Shogun.
Wait. Cody. Who's that one?
Oh, this? This is Ning. You know what? I don't think I should say that one.
Oh, my gosh. She's so hot.
She's banging.
Oh, my God. I like her. I want to play as her. Wait. I think her name is
Ning Guang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ning Guang.
Yeah. I don't want to play as any of these girls, though. I want to play as Ito, that sexy hunk.
Okay, well, can we play with you, Cody?
Well, of course you can play with me, Junior.
But we only have one PlayStation 5.
Oh, Junior. What I'm about to tell you is gonna blow your goddamn mind.
What?
You can also play this game on your phone.
Whoa!
No way!
Wait, I can play a console game on a phone?
Yep, you sure can. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off.
Oh my god, so if I download this game on my phone, I can play with you on a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah, you can play it on PS5, on your phone, iOS, Android, PC, all of that.
And it stops there?
It stops there, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I think my phone's dead, so let me go charge my phone, and I'll play with you. So, Jeffy, you play with Cody for a second.
All right, I gotta go grab my phone.
Okay, I'm gonna keep playing Genshin Impact.
All right, Cody, I got my phone.
Okay, Jeffy, get ready to check out Genshin Impact, an open-world action RPG game available on PC, Android, iOS, PlayStation 4, and 5. You can explore the vast magical world of Teyvat where 7 kinds of elemental powers surge. Look at these awesome graphics.
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Cody? I was downloading the game.
Oh, never mind.
All right, Cody, I'm going to pick Amber because she's got bunny ears and rocking cans.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. All
right, I'm going to go in this place with the Kiki. Oh, look at Kiki. Hold it. Now I'm going to shoot the Kiki with my bow and arrow.
Why'd you shoot the Kiki?
I don't know.
Well, come meet me for a second, Jeffy.
All right, on your way, Cody. Hey, Cody, look at me. I'm a bunny rabbit. Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jeffy. Okay, listen. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go fight a giant boss, okay? He's like a big ice monster, right?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna run around and be a bunny rabbit, okay?
Okay, well, he's over here, so follow me.
Okay? Alright, boing, 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 boing.
You don't have to do that. Look, you can glide and stuff, see?
Oh, yeah, I can glide a little bit, kinda.
Yeah, so just come this way. He's down here. We're gonna jump off. See, okay, so we're gonna hover, kinda, down here, right?
Oh, yeah, I am hovering, kinda, all the way down.
Okay, so he's down here. He's like a big ice plant thing, okay?
Oh, okay, what's his name?
It's like Cryo Regis Vine. He's that thing.
Oh, I see him!
Yeah, he's huge, okay? So just be really careful, okay? You're gonna die in, like, 2 hits.
All right, well, I'm gonna do my best, and he's not gonna touch me at all.
Okay.
I'm just gonna shoot my bow and arrow.
Yeah, you do that. Just hang back. I think I...
Oh, no! He's shooting at me!
Okay, well, be careful, Jeffy. Don't get hit.
No, I haven't yet. He's not going to touch me.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to run up and start hitting him.
Oh, no! He hit me!
Well, you said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I tried my hardest, Cody.
Okay, well, just be careful.
No, no! He hit me again! He hit me! All right, now I got to run away.
Okay, but hurry, okay? I'm fighting him up here.
All right, well, I got to go run in the bush and eat some food real fast.
Okay, but just eat quickly because I'm up here beating the crap out of him.
I'm going to eat as fast as I can!
Okay, just you know, hurry. I need some help.
All right, hold on. I got to hide. Got to go into my inventory. Check this out. Oh, there's some ramen.
I mean, he's pretty tough. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, like, I need your help.
Well, I'm trying. I just gotta eat some more food. I got a whole supermarket full of food in my backpack. I'm trying to eat it.
Where did you get all that food? Okay, fine.
Found it.
Are you done yet? I need some help up here.
I'm coming back out right now, okay?
Look, I knocked him down. Just help me.
All right, I'm doing my best. I'm shooting my bow and arrow at him again.
Yeah, good. You keep doing that. Well, dude, we're doing so much damage right now.
I can power that one up.
We're doing a great job here. He's almost half dead.
Oh, no, he's getting back up.
Good. Watch out.
I gotta run away again. Oh, no.
Be careful. Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Just watch out. Oh, he's doing a big ice thing. Watch out.
I'm running. No, he hit me. He hit me again. I gotta go heal up.
Jeffy, come on. What are you doing? I need some help up here.
I have to eat more food.
Jeffy, all you're doing is eating. Stop having lunch and help me fight this damn monster.
I'm hungry.
What? Oh, my God. How do you even have any food left? You've been eating this whole time.
I'm obese.
Jeffy, I need some help. I'm doing all the work up here.
I'm trying to eat some more ramen and some panda bear face pastries.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I need your help fighting the ice monster. He's knocked down again.
All right, I'm coming back out.
Okay, good. Okay, we've almost got him, okay?
All right, I'm just shooting bow and arrows at his head.
Oh, finally, we got him.
Yeah, I did all the work.
No, you did none of the work. You were having dinner. I was over there beating the crap out of him.
I was hungry!
Well, did you get the orb thing?
Yeah, I got a blue orb and you're orange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, Cody, that was so fun!
Maybe for you. You just ate the whole time. I had to do all the work.
Well, let's go find another boss!
Actually, I think I'm gonna go play by myself.
Oh, man, Cody, I was gonna change my character!
No, just let me know when you get good.
Fine. I'll just change my character. Ooh, I'll play as Ying Wong. She's hot! I'm gonna run around her for a little bit. Oh, I wonder if she's wearing panties. Let's climb this wall and bingo! Panties! Houston can confirm panties!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing this game called Genshin Impact. Check it out.
Well, Jeffy! Wait. What are you playing? This girl's hot!
Yeah!
I'm just playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Jeffy, I think you should put the game down for a little while and let me play. I mean, go to your room. You're grounded.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Yeah, leave. You're grounded. Because I want to play the game. Ooh. Oh, man. She's hot. I wonder if she's wearing panties. Oh, bingo. Can't confirm panties. Oh, man. This game is so much fun.
What you doing, Marvin?
Nothing.
What's on your phone?
Nothing. I was just searching for your Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day was last month, Marvin.
Well, I guess I was just looking for no reason.
Show me your phone.
There's nothing to look at. It just died.
Come on, Marvin. Show me your phone.
I was okay. I'll show you.
What is this?
That's a game. It's called Genshin Impact. It's so much fun. I love playing it.
Why are you playing as a hot girl?
I'm not. Jeffy was playing as her, and I just started to play for him because he wanted me to play for him, so I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason you're playing?
Yeah, look, I can run around and I can jump. Look at me jump.
You're jumping a lot, Marvin.
Yeah, I'm jumping because of the graphics in her, and she's good at jumping.
Marvin, I don't like you playing this game.
Well, no, you love me playing this game because it brings us together, baby.
What?
It brings us all together because Jeffy was playing it, now I'm playing it, everyone plays it. It Genshin Impact. Bring this all together.
Hey, bro, do you play Genshin Impact?
Of course I play Genshin Impact. Playing it right now.
Oh, you want to play Genshin Impact together?
Yeah. Of course. See, look, it brings us all together. Genshin Impact. It brings us together. It's such a fun game because you can cook and you can fish and you can play with your buddies and you explore. And the map is huge. How big's the map?
Oh, God, it's so big. It's like the state of Montana big.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's huge.
Wow,
and
Marvin.
Genshin Impact's our life.
So it's Genshin Impact. It's so fun.
I guess you weren't lying.
Yeah, it's the best game.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Best game. So how about you download it so we can play it and it can bring us together more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone, let's start chanting Genshin Impact.
Yeah.
Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact.
Go download Genshin Impact for PC or PlayStation 4 or 5 or iOS or Android.
I think those are all of them.
That's it.
Moo, and the pig goes oink, and the dog goes woof, and the snake goes, and the snake goes, Marvin, the snake goes, and the sheep goes,
what are you doing?
I'm practicing my bat swing so I can play baseball and get paid $100 million, and if I'm really good, and I eat my food with chopsticks, and I'm good at math and have a tiny wiener, then I'll get paid $700 million.
Practice somewhere else.
Marvin, will you pass me the frog?
Yeah, I'll get to the frog.
Shut up, bitch!
Oh my god, Marvin, are you okay?
Mommy, I think I killed Daddy.
Oh my god, I need to go get a doctor!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, Jeffy hit Marvin in the face.
Ooh, a puzzle. Oh, I love these things. The frog goes... Well, that actually depends on the species of frog. You know, every frog sounds different. This looks like it could be Rana clamitans. Although, now that I'm really looking at it, I think it's Lithobates catasbionus. Yep, that's what it is. The Lithobates catasbionus goes...
The shit that's in my diaper goes...
You're missing a chicken.
Yes, I know, but can you please help Marvin? Jeffy hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
There's always something going on around here.
Is Marvin going to be okay?
Well, he might have a concussion.
Is that bad?
Nah, the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets him all the time. He seems to love it.
I want a brother.
Huh?
Jeffy, you can't have a brother.
Oh, really? Not letting him have black friends in 2024? What's wrong with you?
What?
Martin Luther King had a dream.
That's not what he's talking about.
Oh, you mean like a brother. I thought you meant like a brother, you know, like a homie. Well, listen, kid, that's not going to happen either. Not unless your mom starts giving it up, which, according to Marvin's text, she's not.
Excuse me?
All I'm saying is maybe give the man some poo-poo every now and then.
Can you please just help Marvin out?
That's what I'm trying to do. He's starving for some poo-poo.
With the concussion.
I don't know. Try giving him some poo-poo. That
could be. I want your poo-poo.
Well, listen, I think we're all getting distracted. The best way you could possibly get something like a brother is making friends, but who has time for that? So I think the only thing logical to do would be to clone yourself, which I don't usually do, because that involves a toaster oven, and that's not my machine. But I do have something that might help. Let me get it. Eureka, the clone gun!
What's it do?
Well, you see, scientists all over the world have been trying to make a clone machine so they can clone organs for organ transplants, or to clone food to end world hunger, but I think that's stupid. I think it'd be cool if you had, like, a really hot nurse and you wanted to have a threesome with her, so you cloned her, and you had a threesome with her and the clone. And then it wouldn't be weird, like, if they were twins, because then it would be incest, and that would be gross. But if it's just her and her clone, then there's nothing wrong with that. But see, the problem is, whenever I've done it, the clone doesn't want to do it, because she's always like, well, I'm not gay for myself. So then whenever I clone the girl, I tell her, try to think about being gay for yourself. I'll explain why in a second. But then every time I do it, the clone still doesn't want to have the threesome, and I'm starting to think the girl I'm cloning doesn't want to do the threesome either. Anyway, what I was saying is, the flaw with this machine is whatever you're thinking about when I clone you, that's how your clone's going to act. So if you're thinking about funny jokes, then your clone's going to tell funny jokes, or maybe just that one joke over and over again. And if you think about scary stuff, then your clone's going to be scary. So what you should do is think about however you want your brother to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Pew.
Help me, stepbrother. I'm stuck. Stick in my pooper.
What were you thinking about?
The hub.
Oh. Well, see, the cool thing about this clone gun is if you turn it this way, you can beat the clone to death and start over. Okay. Now, what you should do is think about how you really want your brother to act. You got it?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Jeffy, what were you thinking about?
World domination!
I'm going to go take over the world!
Okay. So let's try again, and this time don't think about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Pew! Oh, damn it. I'm all out of cologne.
What's the cologne for?
Well, the clone machine runs on cologne.
What kind of cologne?
Axe body spray. Does anybody have any Axe body spray? No? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're not in a middle school boys' locker room. Well, I guess that's it. You have an evil clone on the loose, and Marvin should be awake by now. I'm getting a little worried about that. We probably should have addressed that first, and I will send my bill in the mail.
Oh my god, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! An evil doctor scientist that is now for sale on smlmerch.com, link in the description, is threatening to poison the world's water supply. We have an exclusive video of that now.
I've done it! I've finally done it! With this, I can finally poison the world's water supply with nuclear piss. And the best part is, no one can stop me!
Whoa, somebody should really stop him.
Wait, aren't you a cop?
No, I'm a doctor. What the hell? How did that happen?
Go stop him!
Ugh, okay, fine. You know, I really thought this job was going to be me handing out speeding tickets and abusing my power. But now I got to do responsibilities.
Now, how am I going to poison the whole world's water supply? I could either dump all the nuclear piss into the river, Or I could rob a bank and then use all the stolen money from the bank at a gas station to buy all their bottles of water. Then I'll use the nuclear piss to poison the water bottles and hand them out to hurricane relief victims. It's perfect!
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to withdraw $20 million from my bank account, please.
From checkings or savings?
Move out of my way! You're gonna give me all the money in this bank or die!
Sir, please, I'm gonna need you to take a number and wait your turn.
I'm sorry, what?
Take a number and wait your turn.
I am holding a firearm in front of your face. You do know that, right?
This is bulletproof glass.
Oh, we'll see about that! Well, I will, go sit in the lobby and wait my turn.
Thank you.
I can't believe I have to wait! I don't have time for this! I'm trying to take over the world!
Yeah, tell me about it. I hate the bank.
Number 53?
Number 53? But that's bullshit! I'm number 49! Number 49 comes before number 53!
Sorry, man.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about opening up a money market account.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, first we'll...
Just kidding! Give me all your money!
Ha-ha, this is bulletproof glass.
Oh, sorry. Actually, can you just come down here for a second?
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Give me the money!
Oh, my God! You take it!
Yeah, that's right. You see this face? This is the face of the man that's robbing you. Never forget this face!
Ah, come on! I was gonna do that!
Sorry, man.
Next, number 49. Yes, 911, someone just robbed the bank!
Give me the rest of the money in the bank!
Sir, please, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry, take your turn.
Sorry, 911, that was just a rude customer. Yes, someone just robbed the bank! Thank you! How may I help you?
Give me the rest of the money in the bank! Give it to me!
We don't have any money, he stole it all!
How much money is in my account?
You don't have an account with us, sir.
Don't have an account. I would like to open an account!
All right, we're offering a $20 sign-up bonus if you're military.
No.
Well, is anyone in your family military?
No.
Would you like to still open an account?
Sure.
All right, you need $5 deposit to start checking.
Oh, come on! I don't have $5! Why do you think I'm grabbing a bank? Yes, a gas station. There has to be money here.
Give me all the money in the register.
Ah, don't shoot! Come on, man. Didn't you get enough money from the bank?
Yeah, you're right. You can have this one.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register.
Is that a Nerf gun?
Hey, man, can I borrow your real gun?
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register!
Okay, please, don't shoot, I have a family!
Yeah, that's more like it.
Okay, here you go.
What is this?
Well, business at the gas station has been slow lately.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go shopping, and you stay right there!
Okay. Hey,
can I have my gun back?
Oh, sure, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna buy cases of water so I can poison them! Let's see, how much money do I have? $20, $30, $45. Hey! How much is a case of water?
$7.99.
Damn! $7.99? For that price, you're robbing me! Let's see, $7.99 a case. I have $45. That means I can get 5 cases.
Yeah.
Hold on, I have 4 more.
That's okay, take your time. Yeah. That's a lot of water.
Damn, this is heavy. Yeah. I'm very thirsty.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. You guys don't want to help, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, how much?
Oh, let me see. That'll be $39.95.
Here.
All right, thank you.
Now give me the money that he just gave you.
Oh, darn it. There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I could have done that the whole time. I could have bought so much more water.
Have a nice day.
Finally, my plan to take over the world is almost complete. Now all I have to do is finish poisoning all these water bottles and then hand them out to hurricane relief victims. And some for you. And some for you.
And some for you.
Who the fuck is he talking to?
Yes. And
hey, stop it.
Oh no, the police! Well, you're too late. I've already started poisoning the world's water supply.
Okay, 5 cases of water is not the world's water supply.
Yeah, well, it's going to be once I save up more money and buy more water.
Why don't you just steal the water? You know, you being evil and all.
Stealing water? Well, I mean, that's just plain wrong!
You're trying to poison people. That seems pretty mean.
So?
How do you even know if that piss is poisonous?
Oh, you don't believe that this is poison. Well, allow me to prove it to you. Is that enough poison for you, huh? Ha ha! Is it poison?
Wow, that was really easy. Well, I did it. I killed him.
Wow, you're really good at your job.
Thank you. You know, not enough people tell me that.
Oh, what is going on?
Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. You missed the whole video.
Really? What happened?
Oh, nothing much. Just Jeffy got cloned. His clone turned out to be evil, and he tried to take over the world by poisoning the world's water supply.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but don't worry. His clone is,
dead?
No. He's for sale on smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Yeah. The Lithobates Catus Bionis goes...
Hey guys, what you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How's he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on. Jeffy, are you going to wish me happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot.
We did not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm going to make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm going to start with a marshmallow. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I got to put it in the microwave. Yeah. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave, because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done. All right, it's done. And I wrote wow on it, because wow, that's a yummy cake. All right, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow.
Glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you, marshmallows, macaroni, syrup, yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay, nom nom nom, delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not gonna actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not gonna eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin, no! That's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room!
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake!
Because he didn't mean it. He was... Blumpkin maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy! She's not even my real mommy! I'm gonna jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake! See you later, crappy mommy!
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead, and you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy. Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Someone do something! Jeffy! Jeffy! Oh my god! He escaped! Well, not escaped, he ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window!
Oh no, Marvin, where would he go?
I don't know!
Marvin, we have to call the cops, it's not safe for him out there!
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old, he wears a diaper on the outside of his pants, he has a helmet on his head, and a pencil in his nose.
You're right, he might think a stop sign is a giant popsicle, we have to call the cops!
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky!
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has the strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil on his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on, hold on. I got to do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head, he has a pencil in his nose, he wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans, he has his name on his shirt, which is yellow, he has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Please!
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please!
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am. What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a blumpkin.
Ew!
That's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But, Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa!
Ah!
keep going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh,
you almost got it.
Whoa.
Still some more left.
This is awesome, Marvin. Yeah. Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
Hey,
you got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
Well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing no juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm going to chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I want to make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Somebody help me!
Don't want to answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right on.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy! Wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day. So tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see that shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
Oh. Hey guys, I want you to try my new chicken Alfredo recipe and tell me it's delicious, because I know it is.
Oh God, why does it smell like that?
Are you sure that's chicken?
All right, you got me. There was a dead bird in the roll, but I didn't want it to go to waste, so I scraped the feathers off, and then I scraped the maggots off too, and I threw it in the Alfredo mix.
Oh, don't birds have diseases?
No, not if you boil it correctly, and I'm a professional boiler. I always score 300 when I boil.
I don't get it.
I said professional boiler, so it sounds like professional bowler.
Oh, bowling.
Yeah, you get it live now. Yeah, I like that.
Well, I hope your food's better than your jokes.
Oh, it's way better, so try that shit.
Can I try it?
No, Jeffy, let the adults try it first.
I'm 20. At what age in your mind is it that I'm an adult?
When you start acting like one. Exactly. All right, let's all try it. Like, let's just all eat out of the bowl.
Num, 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 num.
You have to try it.
Okay.
Num, 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 num.
Try that food.
Oh, so yummy.
How is it? Delicious, right?
It's so good, Jeffy.
That's what I'm talking about. I know that shit good. You ain't even gotta tell me like that. What? I got psychic powers. My shit always good.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so sick.
Me too, Marvin.
Oh, I gotta use a bucket.
Marvin, get out of the way. I gotta go.
Why are you guys throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket?
Because, Jeffy, we're so sick.
Why don't you throw up in the toilet like an adult?
Jeffy, if you ate the food, why aren't you sick?
Oh, I didn't actually eat it. I just went num, 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 num. Or you can keep throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket.
Can you please call the doctor, Jeffy?
What's his number?
911.
That's too many numbers to remember.
911.
She already forgot it.
I'll call the doctor.
Oh, you got it? Good.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ew, why are you throwing up in a trick-or-treat bucket?
That's what I want to know!
Oh, doctor, we ate some bad food and we think we got food poisoning.
Wait, if you already know what's wrong with you, why did you call me?
Well, we wanted you to fix the food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's not really much I can do for food poisoning. But you know, whenever I was a kid and I felt sick, my grandma always used to rub my tum-tum and sing me the Tum-Tum Feel Better song, even though she was tone-deaf and had no rhythm. Hold on, let me rub your tum-tum. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your tum-tum, feel better now. Tum-tum, please. Feel better now. Do you feel better now? Oh, well, you must be really sick if the Tum Tum Feel Better song didn't work.
Well, I got a song that I can sing you that'll maybe make you feel better. My Gucci's pink. My booty hole brown. I also have toilet paper crumbs hanging from my asshole. Gooch, gooch, gooch.
Well, I guess that didn't work. Oh, God, what is in this?
Chef Phoebe said he found a dead bird on the side of the road and took the maggots off and cooked it.
And you still ate it?
Well, we didn't want to make him feel bad.
He made you feel bad. I'm going to go yell at the chef.
Chef Pee Pee, how you doing? Another masterpiece!
Hey, are you the one who cooked this poison?
You mean this work of art? Yeah, I did that.
Guilty as charged! Yeah, well, you're making people sick.
What, sick of eating normal food? Yeah, I understand, because once they taste this masterpiece, they only want excellence.
No, they only want edible food, because this shit isn't edible.
My food is edible! What the hell are you talking about?
Your food is making people throw up!
They're throwing up because they wanted to taste it again. You know, I didn't make enough the first time.
Listen, man, anyone could cook better than you.
What? Nobody can cook better than Chef Pee Pee. I'm the top chef. You think you can cook better than me?
Oh, I absolutely could cook better than you.
Oh, hell, must have frozen over.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The devil just called, and he says he needs a jacket.
Talk your shit, then. Pull out there. Fuck,
man. I'm pulled up, dog. I'm here.
Oh, you really pulling
I'm
up?
Up, dog.
Oh, you talking your shit? You spit in my face, ugly ass boy.
Hey, I'm pulled up, dog.
Well, I could be a pussy-ass doctor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not just a doctor. I'm a cop. I'm a firefighter. I'm a lawyer. I do all kinds of shit.
Pussy and more pussy.
Okay, well, I've seen Ratatouille. Anyone can cook.
Hey, Ratatouille ain't a real-ass movie. It ain't about a fucking chef with a rat in his hat. That's not real. There's no rats in my hat. You see it? It's flopping anyway.
No, I don't see any rats in your hat, but I'm sure I can cook better than you.
No, the hell you can't. Look, give me your outfit. I could be a better doctor than you.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my whole fucking wardrobe, even though that would be in violation of the medical board, and I'd probably lose my license and go to jail. I'm still trying to prove a point.
Yeah, I hope you are. I hope you are. You. Give me your outfit.
Your punk.
Mm-mm-mm. Chef Pee Pee got his degree. I'm a doctor in this business.
You don't have a degree, and you don't know what you're doing.
I've seen plenty of Grey's Anatomy. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, God. Why does your outfit smell like shit?
You smell like shit when you water shit.
Or maybe it's moldy ravioli.
Look, I didn't get a chance to wash my outfit. Hey, call me when you give up, because I'm about to go and be a gynecologist. Spread the lips and cup, baby!
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell as good as it sounds. Clean all this shit up.
Oh, doctor, thank God you're here. The patients are lining up. Wait, who are you? Where's Dr. Gott?
Dr. Gott quit. He said he ain't about this lifestyle, so you got the next best thing. Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, are you qualified?
Overly qualified. What the hell are you talking about? Don't you see the stethoscope around my neck? I went to Harvard State Community College of Education. Go Bulldogs!
Wait, aren't the Bulldogs Yale?
Shut the hell up before I yell in your face.
Okay.
All right, so where's my first patient? Let's get this doctor shit over with.
Mr. Johnson is your patient.
You said Mr. Johnson. This is not a penis.
Isn't your name Pee-Pee?
All right, you got a point. Hey, Mr. Johnson, how you doing? Or should I say Mr. Penis?
My balls hurt. Can you grab them and tell me if I'm gonna die?
What? I'm not grabbing your balls? Fruity ass! What is he talking about?
You gotta give him a testicular exam.
Fuck no! I'm not giving him no testicular exam! I came here for the women! What? No. I didn't come here for that, ma'am.
You also gotta check his prostate for cancer.
What?
I need you to stick your finger in my ass.
No! Fuck no! I'm not checking your ass! No, I don't want poop on my hands! What the hell is wrong with you? You do it, please!
I gotta see another patient!
What the? No! Well, you can't run off like that!
Who's sticking their finger in my ass, goddammit?
Oh, fuck no. I'm not sticking any fingers in your ass. Look, take this and just fill it up for me in the bathroom.
What do I fill it up with?
Use your imagination.
Can I think about Betsy Ross while I do it?
Think about Jesus Christ. I don't care who. Go!
There, no more dead birds. See, that wasn't so hard.
Chef BB, where's your ugly face?
Hey there, somebody call a chef?
Wait, you dyed your hair orange? Ew, that's ugly. It looks gay.
What? Okay, that was rude. This is just what I look like. Ow! What the fuck, man? Why'd you hit me?
It looks ugly. You shouldn't have dyed your hair.
Okay, and you don't like my hair, so you hit me?
Yeah, I used my fist to express my emotions.
What, assault and rude? Who even are you?
I'm your owner.
I'm sorry, what, my owner?
Yes, you are my personal slave, so make me some Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Okay, can you say please?
No!
Ow! What the? Stop hitting me!
You stop talking back to me and make my fucking ravioli! Oh,
Jesus, okay. God, why is he so mean?
And where is that Chef Boyardee?
Ha ha! Chef, let me lock in the closet!
Let me out of here!
No! Admit you scratch your butt and sniff it!
I don't! Let me out!
Butt licker! Ha ha! Chef, he licks butt! He puts his tongue in the butt!
If I don't eat this Chef Boyardee, I'm gonna die!
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you dyed your hair orange?
I'm not Chef Pee-Pee.
He doesn't think he's Chef Pee-Pee anymore. He's transitioning.
Oh, my God. Does he have boobs?
What? No, I'm a guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys that identifies as a girl, identifies as a guy.
Oh, my God. I'm so confused.
No, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, just be a guy. You don't have to be a guy. Want to be a girl, be a girl.
Make up your mind. I don't know what you...
I just have to make this fucking Chef Boyardee.
I don't want Chef Boyardee. I want mac and cheese.
Well, I'm making it for the other guy.
What other guy? Oh, you're already seeing another guy, so you're gay.
No, God damn it. No, the guy who hits me.
Well, at least he did come out of the closet.
Wow, he's in an abusive relationship.
This is a pantry. That doesn't even make sense. Look, I gotta make this.
Okay, will he make me mac and cheese also?
I will make it after.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nobody says please around here. Okay, I just need a pot to put it in. Okay, take that there. And then I just gotta put this on high. Now, just gotta pour the can in there. No problem. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
You spilled it over because I moved the pot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm pissed off.
Say you want your pot back.
I do want my pot back.
He's a pothead. He wants pot.
He has an addiction.
What are you, like 50? Who says pot?
You smoke weed. Admit it.
I did in college.
He's a weed smoker.
He's a weedhead.
What the fuck is wrong with you kids? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to be assholes?
Yeah, it's funny and we're bored.
Okay, well go outside if you're bored.
It's dark.
Then play video games. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Will you make us mac and cheese?
Not now. I gotta clean this shit up.
I want mac and cheese.
Okay, I will make the mac and cheese if you shut up.
It's burning.
I'm aware. God damn it.
He doesn't know how to cook.
I gotta clean this shit up. And I gotta start all over. Hot.
Chef Pee-Pee's, my Chef Boyardee ready?
Not exactly.
What the hell? You missed the whole damn pot. Oh, you let Mickey mess his dumb ass?
Don't hit me, okay? It was a little asshole kid. He came in here and he pulled the pot away.
That's my asshole son. No one gets to call him an asshole but me. Oh, now this is coming out of your paycheck.
What, my paycheck? I thought I was a slave.
Well, now it's coming out of your rations.
My rations? I don't even know what that means.
That means I hope you save up for the winter, dumbass.
What, am I supposed to be stockpiling food like a bear? What am I, the bear from over the hedge?
I don't know. Oh, I lost my appetite now. I don't even want Chef Boyardee. I want a steak.
Wait, if you lost your appetite, why do you want more food?
Because I lost it and I found a bigger one. Even better one. Now I want a 5-star meal with a nice steak and maybe some flan to make it fancy.
How do you go from Chef Boyardee to steak?
Because I found a bigger meal, a bigger appetite. Look, just make my meal. You're asking too many damn questions. You got 5 minutes to make it, or you're gonna die.
That's impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible with Kim Possible.
I'm not Kim Possible.
You have red hair like her, so get the fucking cooking.
It's gonna take like 2 minutes to clean this shit up.
Well, get the team cleaning then.
All right, doctor, here's your next patient, Miss Barbara.
You can call me Babs. Now, where's my son, Brookie? He always does my colonoscopies because I don't trust any other doctor to do it. They always try sleeping with me when I'm out.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, hello, big boy. Aren't you just the finest piece of caramel I've ever seen? What's your name?
They call me Dr. Pee-Pee.
Oh, I wonder what your ancestors did to get that name, huh? I sure like to find out.
Look, I'm just here to be professional, okay? What is the colonoscopy again, nurse?
It's where you take a camera to check out the colon.
Yep, that's right. But for you, you don't have to use a camera because you can use your tongue. Just get all up in there. And FYI, BTW, TMI, I didn't do the prep this morning. And I did have a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle, so if you taste a polyp in my ass, then it's just a hash brown left over.
Not my proudest moment. God forgive me. Nurse, can you get out of here while I do this colonoscopy, please?
But doctor, you don't have the instrument.
Get the hell out. Right now.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Now undress me, big boy. Fuck.
I regret nothing.
What'd you say your name was again?
Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, they should call you Dr. Salad Tosser.
I am a chef.
No shit.
Sir, I just got off the phone with Harvard State Community College of Education, home of the Bulldogs. They've never heard of you.
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No.
Okay, I think everything looks good. Okay, everybody, dinner's ready.
And it better look good, too. Oh, my God. This looks amazing! And it smells good, too! What the hell are you on? Is this magic or something? You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just trying to make you happy.
Well, damn it, you did it today.
Chef Pee-Pee, you put my mac and cheese in the shape of a heart.
And he put broccoli around it so your fat ass can eat healthy.
And look, I made you a chocolate lava cake.
Man, I love chocolate. You know everything about me, huh?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, ever since you dyed your hair orange, you got better at cooking.
Yeah, look, sure did.
I don't normally do this, but I'm going to pay you $20 for all your damn hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spend it all in one place.
We should make Chefy cook like this every night.
I know. This actually looks good. Damn it.
Beat him every time he doesn't cook like this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to beat him a lot.
Okay. Now I just have to move all this before they see it.
Hey!
What's going on, man? What the hell happened to my clothes?
Oh, I was such a good doctor, and all the nurses thought I was super hot. They started ripping my clothes off. I couldn't keep my clothes on. Hey, smell my breath.
Smells like ass.
Exactly. I'm a very, very nasty individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So how was being a chef?
Oh, it's so easy. I just made a big steak dinner, no problem.
Wait, a steak dinner? And they're still alive?
Oh, yeah. They loved it. It was great.
Wow. I'm actually surprised. You know what? I'm tired of being a doctor. I had too much fun, but I'm ready to be a chef again.
Yeah, you know, being a chef was so easy. I need a challenge. I got to go back to doing brain surgeries, you know?
You mean grabbing old people's balls?
No, I never did that.
You don't have to lie. Look, I'm going to go and hop in the shower. Leave my outfit on the counter.
Okay, well, I can't believe he actually managed to be a doctor all day. Wait, my mother had a colonoscopy today. Ew.
Today you're gonna write a 250-word essay on the first person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, peanuts? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Wait, how about some peanuts?
Ugh! That boy's savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. And, Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
Grass, get the school nurse! There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Oh my god, the teacher's having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo-hoo! Yeah,
it's
the nurse!
Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my god, who put a peanut on his sandwich? Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Someone call the cops!
Somebody call the cops?
That's my dad!
All right, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me!
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boober. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew. Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct. He tried to kill me.
I didn't try to kill him. It was someone else.
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it.
It wasn't me.
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense. She got me on the counter. It wasn't me. Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by electric chair tonight.
Bye. See you later.
Electric chair!
Come on, dead boy. Or soon-to-be dead boy. Get in there, you!
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So we'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell. We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell, because death row inmates are never going home, because they're going to die.
I'll get it! Hey, Junior.
Hey, guys!
Aw, oh, dude, I heard you're dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just had that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Junior's not dying tonight, because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it, because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to glow, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going to buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, I gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, French fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
Yeah. And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
Bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah.
And kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Oh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus,
yeah. I want to eat that. I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, yeah. Get a cow from India. The most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that. I want that how you make the meat from the Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, got it. 2 month old expired ravioli.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
I still want it.
Okay, you got it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's and get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience, but I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What, you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle egg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also, this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story. So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom. But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench. And I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses. And the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset, they were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, and I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this cow to the vet, because I think he has mad cow disease, but really, I just took it out back, and I shot it, and I butchered it for the meat, and then I came out with two Big Macs. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA, and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas, and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru, and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted, and they gave it to me, and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine, too. And it's open on Sundays, because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then, from there, I hopped on a rocket, and I went back to my house, and then I went into my pantry, and it turns out I actually already had a two-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli, and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those. So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus, I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it, you pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me. There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food, and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it, I knew you were going to do this. I was halfway up Mount Everest, and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. But you know what? I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Oh, actually, I do want to eat.
Oh, okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go. All right, Simmons, let him fry.
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait. He didn't do it. I have proof.
Show me.
Look right there. It's his other kid named Bully. He threw the peanut.
Oh, man. That's lame. I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
Alright.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me.
Yeah, no problem.
Order! Bully! It turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your teacher's sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but... we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Picking up trash? I wanted the electric chair.
I know, right? I wanted to see someone fry. This is dumb. I hate this stupid job.
Today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Oh, hell yeah, dude!
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody wanted to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes.
Yeah, you flippin' nerd.
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody. You frickin' fricker. I want to frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry.
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You think my nigga Rich Rich?
What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say, I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon.
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you. Because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
Hmm. I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you. It's like an investment. Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Ah, Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we're just guessing now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you gonna do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch, and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know, this doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating, because you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong, she really was into me, she saw my wiener imprint in my pants, and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal. Mm-hmm.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone. Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Oh, dude, I know the perfect guy. My homeboy, Stanley. Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Because he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm going to go and get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just gonna be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy! Man, he stay on the prowl! He can't be stopped!
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Timothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me, so I want you to go up to her and ask for her number, and if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so, Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, there, I got you, bro.
I'm gonna call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I gotta go use the bathroom. I'm gonna leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So, how's it going?
Good, just hanging out.
All right, I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15. You should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Ugh, weirdo!
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was gonna ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now!
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek, I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend, he should know I'm your girlfriend!
If a guy asks for your number, you're supposed to say no, I have a boyfriend, go away!
You and invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it. Guys, did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulled hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on him.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girls.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answers the question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money, so we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning, and then boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's gonna leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes! I want her to cheat, because I can't afford that necklace! So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich!
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman. She loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 if you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this. I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. All right, check your phone.
Okay, well, you just Apple paid me $5.
Oh, shit, I mean, my favorite number's 5,000, that's what I meant.
Too late.
God damn it, I didn't know money was involved, fuck!
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not gonna just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants, so I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she'll cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's gonna beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna call Penelope over, I'm gonna leave her alone on the couch, and you're gonna walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
Alright, Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch, and you take this. Alright, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom, my stomach hurts.
Again?
Hey.
Hi.
I got you this necklace from Harry Poupon.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Oh my god, thank you so much! It's so beautiful!
Yeah, you want to make out?
No.
You don't want to tongue my hairy mustache?
Ew, no! Go away!
Ugh, fine, poor.
Creep.
Okay, Penelope, I'm back. Wait a minute, where'd you get that necklace from?
Oh my god, Junior, this weird kid with a mustache gave me this Harry Poupon necklace, and then he asked to make out with me and I told him to leave.
You accepted a necklace from another man? We're breaking up.
No, Junior, this is great because now you don't have to give me this necklace anymore.
But,
I got you that necklace.
No, you didn't, Junior. That creepy kid did.
No, I did. Cody, get in here!
Yeah, Junior, I was gonna warn you. If you're gonna get her the necklace, you should just give it to her yourself. Now she thinks another guy gave it to her.
Well, tell her I got it for her.
Yeah, Penelope, he bought you that necklace for the other kid to give you. This was just another test to see if you'd cheat.
What?
Well, I think you're gonna cheat on me, so I hired two guys to see if you'd cheat on me, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't, so now what?
Well, now you have the hairy poop-on necklace.
Oh my god, really, Junior? Thank you so much! I'm never, ever, 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 ever gonna break up with you!
So does that mean I own her now?
No, Junior.
You goddamn asshole! Look at that!
Oh, man, my dad sounds pissed. Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is my dad not to beat my ass.
Junior! You ran a Target on my credit card! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass!
No, someone save me!
Ho, 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 ho!
Santa Claus! I asked Santa Claus, the only thing I wanted for Christmas is for you not to beat my ass.
Oh, man, I guess I can't do it now. But I can. $3,000 on a necklace. I'm going to beat your ass red like my rosy cheek.
Ah!
Beat his ass, Santa. Beat his ass.
Cody, what happens inside a dishwasher?
What do you mean? It washes dishes.
But how does it wash the dishes?
With soap and hot water.
But have you ever seen the soap and hot water? Because, like, there's no window to watch. Like, a washing machine, there's a window. You get to see the clothes spin around. But a dishwasher, there's no window. Like, it just closes and makes a lot of loud noises. What's going on in there, Cody? Why don't they put a window? What's happening?
Huh, that's a good point. Yeah, I want to see that.
We should put a camera in the dishwasher and watch what happens.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do, look what I found at the dollar store.
What is that?
It says it's a water squirmy.
Wait, you don't know what this is? They usually sell it at the adult stores, but I found it at the dollar store on sale right next to the Frisbees.
But I don't know what it does, Joseph.
Oh, let me pop this bad boy open. It feels like the real thing.
Wait, the real thing?
All right.
You okay, Joseph?
I'm all right. I just want you to come with you, bro.
That was he smacked the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. This is soft. This is soft. I want you to.
Let me feel it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's what it really feels like?
Oh yeah, I think it's molded after Minnie Mouse.
Dude. That's so hot.
What are you guys talking about?
Cody, feel this.
Yeah, dude, can feel.
Ew.
Woohoo! He likes it.
Wait. It's double sided?
Oh yeah, double ended, dude.
Oh, we can run duos on it tonight.
Oh, we running squads, my boy.
Oh my god, okay, let's do it right now.
Wait, no, I go first, dude.
What? You gonna use it alone?
Yeah, I gotta try it out first.
What? Okay, can I please have a turn right after you?
You know I gotta let my bro hit. But I gotta try first. Ooh, it's slippery.
Oh, that's so cool that he gets to go. I wanna have a turn!
I don't really see the appeal. Can we please just go put a camera in this dishwasher now?
We can, but we have to be really quick because I don't wanna miss my turn. Come on. Alright, dishwasher.
Fuck.
Fucking state it.
Jeez.
Alright, dishwasher, we're gonna find out all your secrets.
So where should we put the camera?
Put it right there in the back so we can see everything that happened there.
What are you brats doing in my kitchen? What are you doing in the dishwasher?
We're putting a camera in the dishwasher so when we close it, we can watch what's happening in there.
No. You're gonna mess up the damn dishwasher. Get out of my kitchen!
You must work for them. You don't want us to find out the secrets.
What? What damn secrets?
Well, with a washing machine, you can watch the clothes spin around. But with a dishwasher, look, you can't watch anything. See, look, you can't see it. There's no window. So, we gotta turn the camera on. So, yeah, we want to see what's going on in there.
No, there's nothing going on in there. It's just washing the dishes. I don't want you to mess up my dishwasher because I hate washing dishes by hand.
You might want to throw this in there, too. It's pretty messy.
My turn!
Whoa, what the hell is that? Where did y'all find this?
Joseph got it from the dollar store, and it's my turn.
Oh, it's not your turn. What's wrong with you, Junior? This is for adults. This is not for you. You look out and tell your damn dad.
I should go and dispose of this upstairs in the bathroom with the doors locked, so don't come close to the door because I'm gonna be making noises.
Oh god, I better get a turn after you, Chef PP. It was my turn. He stole my turn, Cody. You see that?
Sorry, can we do the camera now?
Oh, okay, yeah, I turn on the camera.
Yeah,
all right, let's see what happens in there. I don't know how to turn it on. Can you turn it on?
I think it's the start button. Oh, it's done, Junior.
Oh, open. Yeah. All right, let's see these secrets.
Oh, the camera's ruined, Junior.
What? It's ruined?
Yeah, I got wet.
Oh my god, we didn't use a waterproof camera.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we should have used? We should have used a GoPro. Those are waterproof.
Yeah, we should have.
Okay, so now we just have to buy a GoPro. Those cost like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Hard? Chef B must be done with that toy. Oh, there's someone at the door. Who is that? Hello?
Hey there, pizza delivery?
I didn't order a pizza.
Oh no, not this shit again. I hate when people think it's so funny to deliver a pizza to somebody else's house as a prank. It's not even a prank on that person. It's a prank on the delivery guy. Because you're wasting my time and my gas, and I don't get paid, so when I get back to the store, my boss yells at me. And what even is the prank? Oh, here's some free pizza that you didn't even want. Oh, haha, that's so funny. What a funny fucking joke. You're so original. You're the first person to ever do that. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling at you. It's not your fault.
Woo! Is that my pizza? Oh, man, I am exhausted from all that stroking and disposing. I'm hungry.
Wait a minute! This is even worse than the prank! You lied to me! You did order pizza!
How much is the pizza?
$20.
Oh, hey, Jeffy, it's my turn. Give it to me.
Oh, no, it's not your turn!
Hold on, what is that?
It's my little Minnie Mouse. I tore her a new hole.
Ooh, well, tell you what. You give me that, you don't owe me money.
What? That sounds like a good trade.
What? No, Chef, it was my turn. Sir, oh, no. Sir, it was my turn. Can I please just take her to the bathroom and then...
No! She's mine! Oh, she's so squishy. I'm going to take her home.
What? No! Fuck! Chef Bibi, it was my turn. Why would you give it away?
She was good to me. I thought you were over.
What? I didn't have a chance with her, Chef Bibi.
Well, it's not my problem.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun with this thing.
Hey, Bonnie!
Hi, Karen! Oh, what is that delicious smell? What are you cooking?
Oh, I'm making pot roast, Bonnie. It'll be ready in 9 hours.
Okay, so like 4 a.m.?
Yeah, and it's going to be nice and chewy and dry, just the way you like it.
Sounds delicious.
Bonnie, what's that behind your back?
Nothing.
Bonnie, did you bring me a present on your way home from work?
No, I did not.
Bonnie, let me see it. Oh, what is this thing, Boynie? It's so squishy and wet and sticky.
Yeah, it is.
Boynie. Oh, my God! Boynie! Boynie, why does it stink? Why is it stinky, Boynie?
I don't know. You know, I should throw this away.
Boynie, yes, you should. It's disgusting. Get that out of here.
Yeah, I will throw it away in the bedroom. Bathroom. In the bedroom bathroom trash can.
Okay, I'm going to check on the pot roast, Boynie. Don't forget, 9 hours!
Okay, but don't come in the room. I'm taking a nap, too. Ooh, okay. We are gonna have some fun, Minnie Mouse. Ooh. Ooh. Alright, the door's locked. Now it's just me and Minnie.
Dad?
What?
Dad, I need to talk to you.
I'm busy!
It's important!
So is this!
Dad!
Okay, I'm coming! Well, not really. Stay right there. I'll be right back, my love. What? What? What the fuck do you want?
Dad, I need a tampon.
Ew, why would you tell me that?
What? You're my dad, so give me a tampon.
I don't want to hear that. You're ruining it.
Ruining what?
Nothing. Everything. What? Go talk to Karen.
Ew, no, I can't tell her. She's my stepmom. That's too embarrassing.
What? You made this weird.
Made what weird?
Nothing.
Dad, I need a tampon.
Okay. I will take you to the fucking gas station.
Okay.
Okay, Minnie, I'll be right back.
Who's Minnie?
Nobody, go!
Okay!
Oh, now that I'm snuck into Blookin' Guy's room, I can go through Karen's underwear drawer and sniff them. Ooh, I wonder if I can find some of her hairs in the bed. Oh? Who is this? Oh, so squishy. You're coming back to my bedroom with me.
Thanks for the tampons, Dad.
Yeah, whatever. Ugh. Nobody bother me. I'll be in the room. Now, I swear to God, if anybody knocks on this door and interrupts my nap, I will disown you. Okay, where were we, Minnie? Oh, yeah, I was just about to... What the fuck? Wait, Minnie? What? Karen, what'd you do? Karen!
What, Boynie?
Where is it?
Where's what?
The thing, the squishy pink thing that stunk.
The thing you threw away, Boynie?
Yes, it's not in the bed. The bedroom bathroom trash can, it's not there.
Well, I don't know what happened to it, Boynie. I didn't take out the trash.
Don't you fucking lie to me!
Boynie! Oh, Boynie, calm down. Are you just hungry? You want me to make you a snacky snack while we wait on the pot roast?
No, I don't want a snacky snack. I want my Minnie Mouse toy.
Well, Boynie, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where it is.
Well, now what am I supposed to do? You.
Ooh, that's a good idea, Boynie. Come on, let's go to the bedroom.
I can't believe I just did that. Oh, God, please forgive me. I can't believe I just lost my virginity before marriage. I'm such a whore. I'm such a filthy whore.
Food. Oh, squishy. Lady Punani.
That was amazing. I love you, Minnie Mouse. We should get married.
Hey! It is my turn. Where'd you get that?
No, this is my wife.
Well, no, it's my turn.
No, I get a turn with her. Minnie Mouse.
I get a turn with
her. Minnie Mouse.
I get a turn with her.
No!
Finally, I get my turn.
Oh, hey, Junior.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, well, I went down to the dollar store and I got the Spider-Man version, and I gotta say, I get it now. I think this one's an actual mold of Spider-Man's bussy. And let me tell you, it does not disappoint.
Well, I still haven't had my turn with Minnie Mouse here, so if you could just give us some privacy.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll just put on the Andrew Garfield movies and go crazy. He is the hottest Spider-Man.
All right, finally, Minnie Mouse. I've been chasing you. Oh, a little sticky, but my turn.
Oh, dude, you still have her. Hey, I need another turn.
Well, no, I have not had a turn yet, Joseph.
What? It's been 7 minutes. If you haven't finished by now, you obviously don't like her.
Well, no, Chef. Phoebe had her, then Brooklyn guy had her, then a homeless guy had her. It's my turn.
What? You passed her around like that? She's a lady. You gotta be a gentleman.
Well, no, I was treating her like...
You watched. You cuck you.
No, just give me like 30 seconds.
No, it's my turn,
it's
dude.
It's my turn.
I need some loving. Give me some of that loving. You ripped her!
You ripped her! You're the one who's pulling her!
I can't fix her now! She's everywhere!
Oh my god, I never got to have a turn!
Oh, she was the best I ever had!
I don't even know what it felt like!
Oh, she was so good.
Guys, I was just here to see if anybody wants Ken. I don't really need him anymore now that I got Spider Bussy.
Give me that Spider Bussy!
Excited to go on our fancy dinner date tonight.
Only the best for you, baby.
Is Jeffy ready?
Jeffy, are you ready to go to dinner? Did you put on your shirt and tie? Jeffy, you're not wearing a Donald Duck costume to dinner.
Why? It has a bow tie.
Because the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's the fanciest restaurant. We're going to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet.
It takes months to get a reservation, and they have a strict dress code.
Well, this is fancy as fuck, Daddy. I'm related to Scrooge McDuck.
Jeffy, you're not going wearing that Donald Duck costume.
Fuck you, baby.
Okay, and for saying that, now you're not going at all. I'm going to get a babysitter.
No, Marvin, we have to leave now. Where are we going to get a babysitter in the next 5 minutes?
I'm going to ask Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not right now, Marvin. I'm making a grilled cheese and chocolate pudding sandwich.
All right, listen, it's an emergency. I need your help.
Look, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm already using all the cheese for myself. I'm going to be gassier than a bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a sandwich. Listen, I have a dinner reservation at Frankie's.
Whoa, Frankie's? That's fancy as hell, Marvin. You better have a suit.
I'm going to go wearing this. But listen, me and Rose are going, and we don't have anyone to babysit Jeffy, so I was wondering if maybe you could babysit Jeffy.
Oh, my bad. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm sorry, Marvin. What were you saying?
I was wondering if you could babysit Jeffy.
God damn it! Babysit Jeffy! You're stupid as hell, goofing, dumbass, retarded ass little boy.
How are you? Come on! Holy shit, you got to play a band? Oh, my God!
I'm sorry, it was just that damn funny.
He's so stupid.
Hey, Marvin, what did Chef Pee-Pee say? Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
I asked him to babysit Jeffy, and he accidentally hit me in the face.
Marvin, you can't go out to dinner like that.
Well, no, we're not missing this reservation. We're still going.
Well, what are we going to do about Daffy Duck over there?
Okay, listen, I don't know. We gotta find a babysitter somehow. I just don't know anyone else that can babysit him.
Marvin, what about your brother Louis?
Oh, no. No, I'm not getting my brother Louis over here. I don't need his help. Jeffy, can we trust you to stay home by yourself?
No. I just figured out how to use a lighter. And I like to hold it near things, especially things made out of cloth.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll call my brother Louis. Just...
Marvin, I was so shocked you called me to babysit. You never call me.
Oh, I know. Just know you're my last resort. I would never call you for anything ever. I just need you to babysit him. Make sure he doesn't shit on stuff or rub his ass like a dog on the carpet or set stuff on fire.
Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch a bird, though.
A what?
Because he's a bird?
No, he's not a bird. That's my son. He's a human.
This is a human? Well, Marvin, you act like I don't know how to watch babies. You forget the time we went back in time to hang out with our younger self.
That never happened. That was not us. That wasn't happening. Listen, anyway, I'm going to go to dinner with my wife, so if anything bad happens, you call us, okay?
Oh, wow, she looks so pretty in the pink dress, just like the one that was named after the fruit.
Okay, shut up. Let's go to dinner, baby.
He's so nice. Oh, Marvin. Ruben, I can't believe we're at Frankie's. It's as fancy as people say.
I know, it just smells so rich in here.
Hey there, welcome to Frankie's Steakhouse Bar and Grill Hibachi Cantina Buffet, where the flavor never ends and neither does the name of the restaurant. I'm Brooklyn Guy, I'll be your waiter this evening. First of all, I just need to know if you folks want to do the hibachi, the buffet, or traditional dining.
We'll dine in.
That sounds good. Just remember that our buffet is eat all you can, so if at any point you don't get enough food, you just take your plate up to the buffet and just eat everything. Just keep eating until you can't eat anymore. First of all, I just want to go over some of Frankie's favorites with you. For the appetizers, I recommend the chicken wings. They come in buffalo, barbecue, and taro yak. The cut of steak we recommend is the kibbeh. Nobody's quite sure where that is on the cow, but it's very tender. And for our hibachi, if you decide to do that, we do have our beef tacos, hard or soft shell, and our guacamole and chips. We're the only place in the world that actually cooks that on a hibachi grill. And for noodles, I recommend the baked zetel. So, can I get you two started with a drink?
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, but no alcohol.
So grape juice, then?
Yes, that sounds great.
Grape juice, Morgan?
Yes, grape juice would be nice.
Okay, I'll leave you two to look at the menu.
Oh, baby, what are you looking at?
I don't know. He really made that kibbeh sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you like to do for fun? What, are you going to make like a popcorn? Or maybe paper mache? It still might be paper mache. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Now you deal with that.
Oh, oh my God!
Okay, you two lovebirds. Our grape juice tonight is an exquisite nectar, masterfully wrought from the noblest Concord grapes. Its resplendent ruby tones unveil a symphony of opulent sweetness, culminating in a pristine crystalline finish. A veritable treasure for the most cultivated of tastes. It's also diet.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you two like to smell?
Yes. Mmm, Concord.
Yes, it is.
Very grapey.
Yes. So do we have any questions about the menu?
Yes. I noticed there's no prices on the menu.
Yes. Frankie didn't believe in putting prices on menus because he felt like it scared people away from the more expensive items.
Okay, so how will I know the total?
Well, you'll know when you get the bill. It's kind of like a fun little surprise at the end, sort of like an unexpected medical bill. So have we decided what we want to eat?
Ooh, I'll get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Ooh, expensive.
Oh, well, what about the kibbeh steak?
Oh, that's the most expensive.
You know what? I'll get both.
Well, sounds good. And for you, sir?
Well, since she's getting the two most expensive things on the menu, I guess I'll order off the kids' menu. I'll get the kids' mac and cheese.
I'm sorry, the what, sir?
The kids' mac and cheese.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What is that?
It's right here. It's the kids' favorite, the mac and cheese.
I don't know about that. I know we have a lobster mac and cheese that's very expensive.
What? No, not the lobster mac and cheese. The kids' mac and cheese is right here.
You'll have to be a little bit more specific, sir. I only know the names of the items.
Can I get the piggy mac and cheese?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that? Please speak up.
The piggy mac and cheese.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
The piggy mac and cheese.
Oh, the piggy mac and cheese for the little piggy. Does our little piggy want piggy mac and cheese, little piggy? Hey, everybody! This grown man is ordering the piggy mac and cheese like a little piggy. Oh, it's good, sir. It's a very popular item with the kids. It's a creamy, cheesy moss with crumbled boon, and the pork is EVO pulled pork.
Oh, I heard that's good for you.
I heard that, too. So, if you want that, I am going to need you to oink.
What?
Yeah, I just need a little oink to confirm you do, in fact, want the piggy mac and cheese.
I'm not gonna oink.
I can't give you the piggy mac and cheese unless you oink.
I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna need you to oink if you want the piggy mac and cheese, sir. Just a little oink. Just a little oink. Okay, sir. I'll get that started for you.
Marvin, why were you being so weird about your order?
Because I don't want to say piggy mac and cheese. Like, why did they have to call it that? Why couldn't they call it bacon mac and cheese or just the kids' fucking mac and cheese? He knew what I was talking about.
Oh, my God! What are you doing?
Remodeling. I think a closet would look good right here.
Marvin's going to kill me! A closet won't fit right there!
Well, if you grab a hammer and some sheetrock and help me get this closet done before Daddy gets home, then it'll look good.
Give me that hammer! I can't believe you would do this! What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God, Daddy, he's crazy! I heard banging and I came over and he was beating a hole in the wall!
That's not true! Give me that video!
All right, ma'am, there's your $450 chicken Alfredo pasta.
What?
And your $700 kibbeh steak.
You're fucking lying.
Oh, it looks great. Thank you.
There's no way it's that expensive.
Calm down, little piggy. There's your piggy mac and cheese. And I'm going to need you to wear this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, that's a piggy snout, because everybody needs to know that you're a little piggy who likes his piggy mac and cheese. Then I have to take this from you.
But why are you taking my silverware?
Well, because little piggies don't eat with a fork or a knife. They eat with their little piggy snout to pig out. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on.
I'm not wearing that pig snout.
I'm smelling that crumbled boon. That's good boon. We have the best boon in town, in my opinion. So go ahead, little piggy, put your piggy snout on so you can enjoy the boon.
I said I'm not wearing that piggy snout.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not going to be able to eat the piggy mac and cheese unless you wear your piggy snout.
Well, then I'm not going
to
eat it.
Well, then I should probably let you know we're going to have to charge you for it anyway. I mean, that's non-refundable, and that's Frankie's policy. It's $20 if you eat it with the piggy snout on, and it's $275 if you don't. There you go. Now you look like a little piggy.
Aw, Marvin, you look so silly.
Please shut up. Can we just get our food to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. We don't do to-go boxes here. Frankie doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to eat all this right here with the little piggy snout. Go ahead, little piggy.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore.
No, go ahead. You gotta eat it right here. That's a good pig. Good pig.
Hey, Brock here. Listen, if you delete the video, I promise not to tell your dad everything that you've done.
No! Stay back! No!
Don't hold the knee!
No, stay away! No!
You're making a mess!
No!
Stop it, please! No! No!
Daddy, look what he did! He shattered bowls all over the kitchen with his hammer!
No, I didn't! You're setting a filthy rock to the liar!
No, I'm not!
Get back here!
Oh, I'm so full.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, this little piggy's about to pop. That's some pig. Well, here's your bill.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I just want to let you know Frankie doesn't believe in tipping, so a 75% gratuity has already been added.
75% gratuity?
But you can feel free to tip me more if you're very satisfied with my service.
What have you done to deserve that?
Well, I actually did a lot today, sir. I carried the food from the kitchen all the way to your table. I explained the menu, and I explained the rules.
$2,700 for a meal? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because she ordered the chicken Alfredo pasta and the kibbeye steak.
What? $400 for fucking grape juice?
Well, it's not just any grape juice, sir. This is Diet Welch's grape juice, 2023. That's a very fine year. This is really top shelf stuff.
I ordered the piggy mac and cheese. It's only $20, but this is too expensive.
How will you be paying today, sir? Cash, card, or kidney? Or shall we just call the police?
Get back here!
No! If you let me tase you, I'll delete the video.
Tase me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You sound like SpongeBob.
Okay, fine. Now let me do it to you.
Guys, look, he's crazy. He's trying to tase me with a taser.
That's not true. He's lying, Marvin. You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh.
Marvin, I can't believe you sold half your kidney to pay for tonight's dinner.
That was the only way we could fucking pay for it, because you ordered two of the most expensive things on the menu.
Marvin, you're still wearing your piggy nose.
Oh, I'm going to wear it proudly, because I had to pay all that money for dinner.
Hey, Daddy, Uncle Lewis tried to touch me.
What?
Yeah, and then he ran out of the house, and he threw a bunch of bowls down in the kitchen, and then he took a hammer to the drywall.
What?
Yeah, I have it all on video right here.
Oh, my God, baby, look at this. What? Lewis is deranged.
Yeah, that's a deranged man, Daddy. That's a cry for help.
Oh, my, he is not allowed back in this house again. Look at all the damage he's done. He's on the hammer, and he tried to tase you.
I know, Daddy. It's crazy.
Hold on, let me call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, look who it is! It's the little piggy bitch from dinner! How you doing, little piggy? You got a belly full of food, you little piggy? Oh, that little piggy belly is all full of mac and cheese, isn't it, you little pot-belly piggy? Look at you, little piggy bitch, bitch-ass piggy.
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, Jeffy, it's 7 o'clock. They close soon.
They close at 9. If we leave right now, I have 2 hours to chuck or cheese.
No, it's a 30-minute drive, so you'd only have an hour and a half to chuck or cheese.
Well, that's enough time for both of those activities.
No, I'm not taking you tonight, Jeffy.
Daddy, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to pull out my pickle and play with it.
You better not, Jeffy. Oh, you don't. Stop squeaking that thing, Jeffy. Stop squeaking it. That's it. Give me that. Ha ha! No more pickle for you. No more squeakage.
Well, fine. I'm gonna play with my cock.
Oh, Jeffy. Stop doing that.
Marvin, can we go dancing? I want you to take me dancing. You never take me dancing.
Because I don't know how to dance. Why would I want to go do something I don't know how to do?
But Marvin, please, can we go dancing? I really want to go dancing.
We can go tomorrow.
No, Marvin, you always say tomorrow, then tomorrow is today, and we still never go dancing.
We can go Sunday.
Marvin, you only want to go Sunday because they close early.
Oh, my God, everyone, stop it. Shut up.
Marvin, please.
All right, listen. Jeffy, tomorrow I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
You promise?
Yes, and we can go dancing at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah, we can dance with Mr. Chucky and everything, and we can have fun because there's no guys or crowds or loud music or alcohol. We can just have fun dancing with Jeffy.
Thank you, Marvin. Thank you.
But the only way I'll take you guys to Chuck E. Cheese to dance and play games is if you stay quiet tonight and sit on the couch and watch TV in the quiet.
Okay.
Really? Oh, man. Now, this is relaxing. Now, this is fun.
Freeze! Give me all your valuables!
This is a robbery!
What?
We don't have any valuables! We're broke!
Well, give me your necklace!
No, please! My parents gave this to me!
I don't give shit!
Oh, no!
Give me your helmet!
My helmet?
Yes, your helmet. Oh. Helmet. Oh, yes.
Let this go. You getting up?
Hold on. Let's go. Open your ears.
Open
your ears. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Let's get out of here! Okay!
What? Well, thank God they didn't kill us. We can still sit and watch TV.
Wait a minute! Look at the size of this TV! Let's take it! Grab over the side!
Hey! Get back here with my TV!
My necklace!
My helmet!
Oh,
hell no! There's no way those guys ruined my perfect quiet night! I'm gonna kill them! Hey! Hey, you get back here! Hey! My TV! Oh, I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna find those guys, and I'm gonna kill them.
Man, I can't believe TV fit in trunk.
Well, it is Hyundai Sonata. Very roomy trunk.
I think we've robbed enough people tonight to sell the valuables and afford our honeymoon.
Bahamas, here we come!
Let's go kick some ass.
Let me suck your toes for $5. Hey, man, you're getting in the way of the toe fungus.
You wouldn't happen to be able to tell me where these two Russian guys who robbed my house are, will you?
What are you asking?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they at?
I don't know, but that guy might.
Put him, booby, that!
Wait, is that Monopoly money?
No, that guy wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, well, what about him?
Oh, that's the type of guy I'm looking for. So beat it.
Really? So soon? I usually can't do it two times in one day.
Hey, you.
What do you want?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they?
I know where they are, but why would I tell you?
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Now, where are they at?
I'll tell you. Just give me a second.
Tell me.
I think you broke my esophagus.
Let me get you a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
No, I called a doctor.
Yeah, well, the strip club owner called the cops because he said somebody was beating people up and trying to suck toes.
I did beat someone up, but I wasn't trying to suck toes. That was some weird guy.
Uh-huh, and where is he?
He left.
Yeah, of course he did. So why'd you beat this guy up?
I asked him a question and he wouldn't answer me.
Really, Marvin? This is how you talk to people? You know, this is America. He doesn't have to talk to you if he doesn't want to.
He punched me in the throat.
You punched him in the throat? Why?
Well, because he wouldn't answer my question. There was these two Russian guys who robbed my house and he said he knew where they were and he wouldn't tell me, so I punched him.
Marvin, why didn't you just call the cops? I could have helped you.
Well, I wanted to do it on my own like a badass.
Oh, is that why you're wearing a leather jacket? I'm assuming these are your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit me over the head with a bottle.
You hit him with a bottle, Marvin?
I thought it was going to shatter over his head and be cool like in the movies.
Well, this isn't a movie, Marvin. You could have killed him. He could have a concussion. Sir, do you want to press charges?
Yeah.
He wants to press charges, Marvin. I have to arrest you.
Oh, no, come on. Listen, in all the cool movies, the people beat up random people to get the answers they want and find out who robbed them.
Well, did he rob you?
No.
Okay, well, then he doesn't owe you anything. If anything, you owe him an apology.
I'm sorry for punching you in the throat and hitting you in the head with a bottle.
Sir, do you still want to press charges? He wants to press charges. I'm going to have to take you in, Marvin.
Oh, come on. This isn't very badass.
No, it's not.
All right, Marvin, you get your one phone call. Make it count.
Okay. Baby, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail.
No. You're not getting away with that lazy shit. You didn't even dial a number. Okay, now you get your one phone call. Try again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail. Please bail me out.
Marvin, where are you?
I just said I'm in jail.
Jail? Why are you in jail?
Well, you know those two guys that robbed us and stole your necklace and Jeffy's helmet? Well, I went and beat up some guy because he said he knew where they were.
Wait, did you get our stuff back?
No, but if you come bail me out, I can get your stuff back.
So you didn't get my necklace back?
Just come bail me out and I can get
all
the
right,
stuff.
All right, time's up, sorry.
No.
Hey, we don't have that kind of money.
All right, let's go to jail, buddy.
Oh.
All right, there you go, Marvin. Think about what you did.
I was just trying to be a badass. I was just trying to get my stuff back.
Hey, cutie.
Ah!
Oh, don't be frightened. It's just me, Bubbles. You looking pretty tasty. I won't bite unless you want me to.
No, I don't want you to.
Oh, you sure? You sure? I'm a little hungry for some white meat chicken. You got some legs? Ooh, or maybe do I want a thigh? Now I want some penis!
Marvin, you just made bail.
What, I did?
I just want to get you out of here because I don't want to see you get your cheeks clapped.
Yeah, get me out of here, please.
No, what? The white meat chicken! Bring it back! I'm hungry!
Thank God you got me out of there. I was so scared.
Yeah, you seem like you learned your lesson.
I did. I won't beat up anyone else.
Good, because the guy that you did beat up has a restraining order against you and you're not allowed within 100 yards of him.
But I need to speak to that guy. He knows where the robbers are. He knows where to find them.
Okay, well, I'll try to arrange a meeting from 100 yards away. Come on.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, you're not allowed within 100 yards of the guy, so he's all the way on the other side of this football field. But he is willing to answer your questions, so just go ahead and yell those at him.
How is he going to hear me?
I don't know, just yell loud.
Okay. Hey, excuse me, do you know the two Russian guys that robbed me where they're at? What did he say?
I don't know. I can't hear him. He's 100 yards away.
Can you speak louder? I
got none of that.
Okay, how about you just go ask him the questions I have because this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's way easier. I'll go talk to him. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, man. We can't hear you from all the way over there. It's like 100 yards. Actually, 120 with end zone. So can you repeat that for me?
I ain't telling you nothing. I'm not gonna waste me breath.
Oh, come on, man. We just want to know where the robbers are, please.
Well, that's too bad. I ain't telling ye shit, even though I know where they are.
Yeah? You want to tell me now?
Huh? Oh, the Bahamas?
The Bahamas? Where?
The Bahamas Hotel Room 200.
Okay, see how easy that was? Maybe if you were easy to talk to, nobody would hit you in the throat. Man, Marvin, I see why you hit that guy. He is a pain in the ass. But I did get what you were looking for. They're in the Bahamas at the Sleepy Beach Hotel Room 200.
Okay, let's go. Well,
Sorry, I thought we were going that way.
Okay. Look, the Just Married sticker that I saw on the back of the car.
Well, that means they are here. Second floor, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, Road Trek, look at this view. Bahamas so pretty. I'm so glad we were able to rob enough people to afford beach view.
Kiss me, you Russian pig.
All right, Marvin, here it is, room 200.
I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna kick their ass.
Okay, but only if it's the people who really rob you. If you beat up somebody else this time, I'm gonna have to arrest you again.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure it's them, but I'm gonna kick some ass. I don't see them.
What do you mean you don't see them?
They're not in the room. But look, there's my son's helmet and my wife's necklace.
Okay, great. Grab it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, you said it was two gay Russian guys, right?
I mean, I think they were gay.
Is that them?
That's them.
Okay.
I'm going to go kick some ass. Can you grab those two things?
But the stuff is right here. We could just leave.
I'm going to go kick some ass. It's payback time. Did I mean to interrupt? Yes, I did.
Roderick, who is this? Did you hire a stripper?
No, did you?
No.
You took some that didn't belong to you.
I mean, we took a lot of things that did not belong to us.
Yes, that's how we afford room.
Well, don't do it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'll just leave you with that.
Okay.
Psych!
Hey, you hit my husband, you piece of shit!
He hits gay people!
What? No, that's not what it is. I was...
Kick his ass! Help!
Help! Help! You pack!
Oh, this is a really nice bed. Oh, yeah, I need a vacation. How do the robbers even afford a place like this? Oh, robbing people, obviously. Ooh, I wonder what's on TV. Oh, Tom and Jerry? Oh, yeah. Come on, Tom, you're never gonna catch that mouse, you silly cat. What was that? Oh, shit, Marvin! Hey, break it up!
Mr. Officer, this man is a homophobic piece of shit!
He hit us for no reason!
No, I hit him because they're the guys who robbed me.
Marvin, what did I say about hitting people?
I wanted payback!
Are you the guys who robbed Marvin?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is the Bahamas, and it's out of my jurisdiction, so there's not a lot I can do here. But if we take the stuff, do you agree to never rob Marvin ever again?
Yes.
Okay, good. See, Marvin, that's how you use your words.
Yeah, we never hit you, even when we were robbing you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry for hitting you guys.
Okay, good. Now you two can go back to making out.
I'm going to blow you so hard.
Seriously, you can't arrest them?
Marvin, let it go. You got your shit. Let's just go home.
Okay.
Ugh, and there are bare man ass cheeks out there. We should leave.
No, there's not.
Why did you look? Oh my god, you're so gay.
Oh no, you just said that they never mind.
What, you wanted to see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, but there really are actually out there now. Why did you look again? You're so gay.
No, no, listen. Okay, fine. I won't ever look again because I don't even want to look at that.
Well, actually, that guy's whole penis is out.
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't want to see that? You're more of an ass man?
What, no, like...
Oh my god, and you want dick,
too? Okay, that's it. Now you can grab my stuff. You grab it.
Okay. God, you're so gay.
All right, Jeffy, here's your helmet back. And Rose, here's your necklace back.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, my necklace.
Okay, Marvin, if you ever get robbed again, just call the police.
I will. I'm just glad everything's back to normal.
Plot hole goblin!
What are you doing here, plot hole goblin?
There was a part of the video that didn't make sense.
What didn't make sense?
Yeah, the video was good.
How did you drive from Florida to the Bahamas? The Bahamas is an island.
You see, we drove the car onto a boat.
Yeah, a ferry.
A ferry, yeah, and it took us to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you get, like, as a boat. Like, how do you think they get cars to the Bahamas?
Yeah, yeah, there are cars on the Bahamas. How do you think they got there?
Yeah,
huh?
The ferries and ships.
That would take days.
Yeah, we didn't say how long it took.
Yeah, it was the multiple, I mean, let's,
days?
Yeah, I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, you have to hop off our dick. Like, I mean, we didn't even film in the Bahamas.
No, it's Pensacola Beach, obviously.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Cody, why do you seem like you're the shit?
Yeah.
Whoa! Are those Toy Story Band-Aids?
Oh, they must be limited edition.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God, where'd you get those?
Target.
Oh!
Target!
Wow, I didn't even know you could shop there. Those are for rich people.
Right?
Oh, my God, what characters are on that?
Get Forky on that, bitch.
Whoa!
Forky one.
Can we please open up the Band-Aid so we get Forky?
Please?
And waste one of my Toy Story Band-Aids? I don't think so.
Oh, my God, well, how can we get one?
Do you have a boo-boo?
No, I don't have a boo-boo.
Oh, what about an owie?
No, I don't have an owie.
How many owies?
Sorry, no owie, no Band-Aid.
Okay, well, we gotta think of a way to get a boo-boo or an owie so we can get a Band-Aid.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you could scrape your shit on the concrete outside, or you could get a paper cut, or get a mosquito bite and scratch it too hard until it bleeds.
Those all sound like they would hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want to scratch my leg on the concrete. That would burn.
Yeah, it would.
I don't want to get a paper cut because those sting.
Well, any owie's going to hurt. That's why it's called an owie.
And falling down the stairs would be painful as hell, dude.
He didn't suggest that.
No, you can't put a Band-Aid on a concussion.
I'm thinking of some painful stuff.
I guess the mosquito bite's the best one, but how am I going to catch a mosquito and get him to bite me?
Junior, we live in Florida. Let's just walk outside and let him bite us.
Oh, good idea. Whoever gets the most mosquito bites wins.
Oh, it's going to be me.
They love me.
So where are these mosquitoes at?
Oh, dude, they're everywhere, and they're going to bite the shit out of me. They love black people.
Cody, why do you have your shirt off?
Oh, I'm just trying to maximize the mosquito bite area, but they're going to have to bite pretty hard if they want to get through my abs of steel.
Oh, there's a mosquito!
Oh, no,
bite me!
No, bite me!
No, bite me, I caught it first!
Who takes
no,
me?
I want him to bite me!
No, let it bite
I want the biggest boo-boo ever!
Oh,
I want the biggest
boo-boo!
Whoa! Cody, you're getting swarmed!
Yeah, they're biting the shit out of me. I'm getting bit as fuck. I should have taken my shorts off so they could bite my hog.
Oh, Cody, they're all over you!
Yeah. Dude!
Come on, guys. Let's go get some fucking Toy Story Band-Aids.
Oh, my God, he won!
All right?
Whoa, Cody, you got ate up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, like an all-you-can-eat sauerkraut buffet. Helen Keller could read my ass right now. Hold on, guys, I'm gonna take a selfie. Hashtag itchy as fuck. Hashtag Lilo and Itch. Oh, man, this is really itchy, though.
Well, we can open up the Toy Story Band-Aids now.
Whoa, hey, don't touch that box. That's for Itchy McGee over here. But you guys can open one each, because I think I'm going to need a lot of Band-Aids. It's just really starting to hurt.
All right, Joseph, let's open up Band-Aids. See if we get Forky.
Oh, yeah, dude, I need Forky.
Please hurry.
Oh, dude, I got the alien one.
I got Forky.
Wait, I want Forky.
I won.
I should've got it.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck anymore, guys. Just put the Band-Aids on.
Okay, where do you want me to put it?
Right here in this really big one I got on my armpit. That's the one. That's the one I really notice.
Oh, okay, can you do it for me? I don't really want to touch you.
Fuck yeah. There
we go. Sticky as fuck. There we go. Oh, that didn't really fucking help a lot.
So what do you want the second one, dude?
Oh, man. Just anywhere. Doesn't matter. Guys, I can't turn my neck.
Oh, okay. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty fucking nauseous, guys. Woo.
Oh, damn.
Do we call a doctor?
Should I still put the Band-Aid on?
Yeah, put on his forehead right there. So, Cody, is that feeling better?
You look better.
Yeah, buddy. Cheer up. Maybe we should call a doctor.
Yeah, probably should.
But let's open all the Band-Aids up first.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, Joseph, look at all the characters!
I know, dude. It's so sick! Look, I'm gonna have to keep stuff for myself. Fuck Cody.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh my god, are those Toy Story Band-Aids?
They sure are.
Oh, sick. Is that Mr. Potato Head?
Yup.
Oh, sick. Is that Forky?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sick. Sorry, I'm sick. Hey, you know what else is sick? U2s. Yeah, not like the band, though. No. You remember when Apple forced everybody to get a U2 album just downloaded directly to their phone? Like, no thank you. Nobody wants that. I would actually pay for you to take that off of my phone. Yeah, no, nobody likes U2. I actually almost switched to an Android because of that. I just couldn't deal with the green bubble, though. No. Every time I get a text with a green bubble, I think they're texting me from prison. Because why else would there be a green bubble, you know? Just couldn't do it. Oh, yeah, anyway, U2s. Check this out. It's Chef PPP and Peas. How cool is that?
Chef PPP and Peas?
No way. And look at this. It's a Marvin and Jeffy monitor buddy. They just sit on top of your monitor and they stare at you while you do what you do on your computer. I mean, I wouldn't want anybody staring at me while I do what I do on my computer. Wee-wee time. But hey, these are pretty cool. You should go buy them.
Yeah, they're really cool.
All right, so what's up with your friend?
Well, Doctor, he...
Oh, no, quick, cover him up. There's a bunch of snipers in here. Fuck, I'm funny. You see, because it looks like lasers, like from a sniper. I mean, obviously not that many snipers could hide in here, but hey, hide your cats, right? Guess the cats, they chase the lasers. Oh, God, I am so fucking funny. Well, what's going on with your friend?
So we wanted to be able to use the Toy Story Band-Aid.
No, understandably.
So we went outside to see who get bit by the most mosquitoes.
Well, I think I know who won. Well, this should be pretty easy to diagnose. He probably has any number of diseases you get from mosquitoes. Like, it could be malaria or dengue or Zika or yellow fever.
Well, he definitely was gay. So it could be the dengue one.
I mean, it could be all kinds of stuff.
So how do you test which one it was?
Well, I'd have to do a spinal tap by shoving this big-ass needle right in his spine and then taking out some spinal fluid.
Oh, do it!
Okay.
Ugh, fuck.
Really in there. See, get that juice out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty rough.
Yeah.
What is that flavor? Is that malaria? Hold
it's
on.
Nice strawberry.
Go back to that. Could be yellow fever. It's kind of a tang, kind of a yellow fever tang. Hold on. Oh, no, that is chicken gunya.
What's chicken gunya?
Chicken gunya be for dinner tonight! No, really, though, that is West Nile virus.
West Nile virus? Is he going to be okay?
No, his organs are going to start shutting down, so we're going to have to get him to the hospital and put him on life support. Come on, buckaroo.
See you later, Cody.
Sweet dreams.
Best wishes.
Well, Doctor, he's stable, but he's in a coma.
Okay, I notified the family.
Oh, when will they be here?
Where's that bitch-ass boy at?
I think that's them.
Where's my sick-ass son running up doctor's bills like we got money and shit? Hey, get your fake ass up! You know we ain't got no money, get your ass up!
Yeah, Doctor, why is he being such a pussy-ass bitch? Well, ma'am, your son was bitten by a bunch of mosquitoes. So? My niece got bit in the face by a pit bull and she didn't bitch this much. But he's in a coma, he's on life support.
Support the damn plug! We ain't got money for all this shit!
Yeah, pull that shit!
Yeah, where is that? Is this the damn plug?
Wait, no, don't touch that, you'll kill him!
That's the goal!
No, sir, listen. We can kill him if you want to, but first his next of kin has to agree.
Okay, I am his next of kin. I'm his daddy. He came out my nutsack.
Well, let's check his will.
What the hell is will at?
Okay, I got it right here. It says, I, Cody Nutkiss, declare that this is my last will and testament. My next of kin is Ken.
What? The gay-ass barbed arm?
Yeah, he's got like a little G.I. Joe that he humps. Okay, so I guess we just have to ask Ken if we can kill Cody.
I'm here to say hi to Cody because I feel bad. I'm sorry you're so sick, Cody. Okay, bye.
Hey, little boy, have you seen Cody's little gay-ass doll?
Oh, yeah, it's on my couch at my house.
Well, I guess we gotta go to your couch. Come on.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay, guys, Ken's right there.
Oh, good. This shouldn't take long. Hey there, Mr. Ken. Cody's in a coma on life support right now and we want to kill him. So all we need you to do is say yes.
You better say yes, because we ain't paying no damn hospital bills, because they're going to fall on your stupid ass.
Yeah, so what do you say, Ken?
Get to talking.
Oh, I see what's going on, Tyrone. He's trying to play hardball.
Mm.
Okay. Well, me and my husband are swingers.
Yeah, and I hit a home run every time.
Yeah. So if you say yes, I'll let you and my husband Eiffel Tower me.
Ooh, yeah. My baby freaky. You can't turn that down. Eiffel Tower? Bonjour, mes amis. My baby freaky. She like wee wee. So what you say?
Yeah, how about that? Oh, okay. How about 2 Eiffel Towers?
Damn, baby! Ooh, she is very generous today. 2 Eiffel Towers?
Okay. Dare I say 3 Eiffel Towers?
Ooh, what? Oh, you greedy fuck! 3 Eiffel Towers? You don't even offer them me that!
Yeah, that's more than France has, huh? Okay, Tyrone, he's starting to piss me off.
I can see that, baby. He pissed me off, too. Okay. 3 Eiffel Towers?
Final offer. 3 Eiffel Towers, a Great Wall of China, and I'll let you give me an Alabama Hot Pocket.
What? An Alabama Hot Pocket? You lucky ducky? Oh, but she long overdue for a Hot Pocket. Oh, come on, you better say yes.
What? Tyrone, what's wrong with me? Why would nobody want to give me an Alabama Hot Pocket?
I don't know, baby. Look, maybe he's just not into feces.
Oh, well, maybe he's gay.
You know what? That might be it. He looks gay.
Yeah, I bet he's gay. You know what? Let's take him to the doctor to see if he's even alive.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, these offers should be irresistible.
Right, come on.
Doctor, I think he's getting worse.
Where is that next of Ken?
Okay, doctor, we brought the doll.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, this is Ken.
The gay one.
Oh, well, did he say we could kill Cody?
No, he's not gonna talk to him today.
No, I offered him 3 Eiffel Towers and an Alabama Hot Pocket, and he just wouldn't budge.
Really? Well, you know, we do accept other forms of payment here.
Well, how many Eiffel Towers do we need to get this blood pool?
Let's say 5 Eiffel Towers.
Mm.
You've got yourself a deal. Doctor, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Nurse, pull that fucking plug!
But doctor, he's away!
I said pull it!
Okay!
Pull it, goddammit!
Well, we have a room in the back.
Tyrone, our bills are past due. If we don't pay him soon, we're gonna get evicted.
Well, baby, you know what you gotta do. Get out there and sling some lead.
But Tyrone, there's only so many hours in the day and so much leg I can sling. And I've been with every man in town, so they're starting to use the punch cards.
Damn, I forgot about the punch cards. We was down bad last week. We should have never did that damn promotion.
Yeah, and the buy one, get one free deal. And the thing where if they refer a friend, his first time is free. And the unlimited cream pie card. And I'm getting sore.
God, we was just too generous last week. Oh, I don't want to lose this big ass house, baby. I guess we got to sell some stuff around the house. Like them plates. And give me that damn sponge, boy. Oh, wait, they got a face on it?
Oh, yeah, that's a scrub daddy. See, they also come in yellow and pink and orange, but the pink one's a scrub mommy.
Where's the black one?
Oh, I don't think there is a black one.
So you telling me they made a scrub cracker, a scrub Mexican, and a scrub Asian, but not a black one?
I don't think so.
Wow, we getting more racist and more racist by the day. Who lives in segregation under the sea is scrub daddy! You know what? I'm going to the damn patent office. I'm about to invent some shit.
Okay. Well, Cody, looks like we're going to have to start selling silverware. You know, they're really made of silver, and pirates love silver.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Tyrone. We finally got an answer for the patent on your product.
Oh, really? Oh, man, I'm so nervous. Look, what they say? Tell me, but don't tell me.
Well, here you go. I think you're gonna like what you see.
Hell yes! Yeah! This is what I'm talking about. Wait, what did it say?
Well, it's
red, so does that mean no?
No, you've been approved.
Oh, hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Look, thank you, Jesus. I knew you were going to look out for a boy.
So you can finally start selling your scrub buddy.
What the hell? What scrub buddy? Oh, did you get us approved for the wrong damn product?
No, it's this. You know, the scrub pal.
It's not a pal on that damn box. What are you talking about?
You know, the scrub, scrub best friend.
I don't have no best friends. Look, can you say my product name? Because it look like you don't know my product.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. It's the scrub fellow.
How you gonna market it to the investors if you don't even know how to say my product name?
That's, you know, the scrub, scrub.
Scrub what?
Scrub and,
scrub nigga. Look, we can say it together. Scrub nigga.
Scrub
nigga.
You know, the scrub thing.
Say it, damn it!
Okay, it's scrub nigga. I feel like you kind of trapped me there.
Don't you ever in your life say that word again. What the hell is wrong with you? You think we stuck in the 1800s? Am I 3% of you? Just say that.
No, it's just, I don't know how to sell the product if I can't say the name.
You just don't say nigga. But I know it's hard for you because you stuck in your ways and you old as hell. I can see it on your face. But look, we are in a different time. We had a black president already.
But I don't really know what to say.
Not nigga! It's not that hard. But you want to throw racial slurs around like you Lil Wayne or Busta Rhymes or Kendrick Lamar. What the hell is wrong with you? Nigga this, nigga that. Hey, pick this up, nigga. Do you hear me, nigga?
You know, I don't usually get frustrated.
Yeah, but working with a black man frustrates you. I understand. I don't want to work with your racist ass either. But, hey, I know you know how to sell a product. So let's make this commercial, Papa John.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Can I interest either of you guys in buying some silverware? I have spoons that come in different sizes. $5 for small mouth, $10 for medium mouth, and $20 for big mouth. But now about the spoons. But seriously, I will exchange money for sex acts.
But Cody, why are you trying to sell spoons?
Oh, and the forks. Don't forget about the forks. They also come in various sizes.
Why are you trying to sell spoons and forks, Cody?
Well, you see, my parents haven't been paying the bills for like a long time now, so we don't have any money and we're about to be homeless. So my mom told me I should start selling silverware because she thinks it's made of actual silver, so she thinks we can get a couple $100 each. But I told her that's stupid, and then she said I should try selling them to pirates, and then I said those don't exist anymore, and then she said Johnny Depp is one. So I think you can see why we're about to be homeless. It's because my parents are stupid.
Oh, so you're struggling financially?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, your mom's a whale, and to feed a whale every single day has to cost thousands of dollars. They're just shoveling food in her mouth. And that's why the spoons, that's why you're selling the spoons, they're just not big enough for your mom's big whale mouth. You probably upgraded to shovels, and now the only way you can feed her is using those things that push dirt.
A bulldozer?
Yeah, a bulldozer. Just bulldozing food in her fat-ass mouth.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I told you guys about my family's financial struggles, and you just called my mom fat, so it's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Cody. Okay, seriously, here's a way your mom can make money. When the fair comes around, they can charge her 25 cents to see the world's biggest woman behind a curtain. People would pay a lot of money to see that.
Oh, yeah, she could earn millions with a fat ass.
Yeah, but she'd probably take up a lot of space at the fair, so yeah. The rent space would probably cost a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's in October, and I'm trying to eat tonight.
Okay, but seriously, though, I went to the fair one time, and I paid 25 cents to see this woman with a snake body, and she said hi to me. Her head was actually attached to a snake.
No way.
Junior, that was just a normal woman with a rubber snake behind her.
No, she was real. Like, she literally was in a cage. Like, is that her whole life, to sit there because she was born with a snake body?
No, Junior, no, it's a normal woman who just sticks her head through a hole, and they put a rubber snake behind her to look like her body.
Uh-uh, they can't lie like that.
Yeah, they charge me 25 cents. They can't lie. That's false advertising.
Yeah.
You can't go to a car dealership and say, hey, we'll sell you this car for a quarter, and I give them a quarter. They give me no car.
Well, they're not going to sell you a car for a quarter. They're not going to sell you anything for a quarter. Maybe some gum.
Okay, fine. Let's say they're selling gum for a quarter, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy a piece of gum, and they give me something that looks like gum and tastes like gum, but how do I know it's not gum?
You just chew it, nigga.
I know, but I said it tastes like gum, so how would I know it's fake?
If
it's,
you should
I pay 25 cents for the gum.
My family is starving, and we're going to be homeless if we don't get some money.
Okay, fine. How much is the small spoon?
$5.
Damn, nigga, for a spoon? Bro, that's like 5 ring pops.
Oh, you got a ring pop? What flavor is that?
It's blueberry raz.
Why is it called blueberry raz? Raspberries
okay,
are red.
Can we just watch TV so I don't have to think about this?
Yes, we'll watch TV. Can you move your silverware?
Please. That's a vast order.
Meet Scrub Nigga. He's the perfect YN for all of your scrubbing needs. Trying to get that stubborn stain off your plate? Scrub, nigga! Old dry food on your spoon? No way! Scrub, nigga! Now introducing Scrub Brother. Apparently, you can't say the N-word on televised broadcasts.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I made the unfortunate mistake of saying the old name of the product.
But that was the past. Steve ain't gonna say it no more. He learned from his mistakes. See, Scrub Brother is solving racism. So if you want to wash your dishes the right way and not the white way, get you a Scrub Brother.
Scrub Brother, it's the one you can say.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were poor.
What is this, dude?
Yeah, your dad's on a commercial selling a product he invented. He's probably loaded.
Mm-hmm. Poor people don't get on TV unless they're trying to feed the children.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to be poor once it gets sued by Scrub Daddy.
What, why would he get sued?
Jink, you owe me a Coke.
No, Coke.
You owe me a Coke.
That was his line. Keep going.
Okay, what did you ask?
Oh, why would he get sued?
Well, because he didn't invent that.
Yeah, he did. He's on the TV.
Yeah.
What?
Joseph, come back in here. We're not done.
He didn't... That's a Scrub Daddy.
No, it's a scrub brother.
Okay, yeah. That's what he's calling it, but it's a scrub daddy.
Okay, listen, your dad's an inventor. He's rich. He invented, like, stuff like Inspector Gadget did.
Okay, well, first of all, Inspector Gadget's not he's not an inventor. He's an inspector.
But he's a gadget.
Well, he is a gadget.
He has gadgets. He inspected and invented the gadgets.
He didn't invent them. He's an inspector.
Okay, your dad's an inventor like Flubber.
Okay, the guy from Flubber was not... The guy from Flubber's name isn't Flubber, okay? The Flubber is what he invented.
Okay, what's the guy's name who invented Flubber?
Nobody fucking cares, Junior. Nobody's favorite movie is Flubber. Except now that I've said that, that's all the comments are going to be, people saying that Flubber is their favorite movie. But I promise you, nobody in the goddamn world knows the name of the guy who invented Flubber. Except for the people in the comments who say they're gonna know. But they're lying, because nobody's seen the movie Flubber in the last 5 goddamn years, because there's no reason to.
Oh. Well, anyway, your dad's rich, he's loaded, he's on TV, you're not actually broke. I don't know why you were selling silverware. Unless you're stealing from your rich parents.
No, they told me to sell it. Guys, that's just a scrub daddy that's brown, okay? He's just trying to sell a scrub daddy. He's going to get sued.
Okay, well, if he gets sued, he's so loaded. I mean, unless you're selling silverware to pay for the lawsuit.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to start selling the silverware door to door.
You don't have to. Your dad's rich.
Yeah.
What was the point in him even coming over if he was going to lie to us?
Just to waste our damn time.
Oh, Tyrone, my sexy inventor.
Hell yeah, baby. I feel like the dude that made the electric cars.
You're even smarter than him.
Mm-hmm, damn Skippy.
But Tyrone, why did you change the name of your product? It was so fun to say.
See, the world ain't ready for scrub, nigga, baby. So we had to glide him into it with scrub brother. You know, like how I introduced you to my homeboys, and then you worked your way up to the big dog.
Oh, Tyrone, you're so smart.
Hell yeah, baby. How about you put on this smart crank and see what ideas get to flowing?
Ooh.
God damn it! I'm trying to invent shit! Don't you see me inventing? Hello?
Hey, is this your product?
Oh, yes, that is my product. Scrub Brother, formerly known as Scrub Nigga.
Right, well, this is my product.
Oh, you Mr. Racist! Well, hello, Mr. Racist. You forgot to include me in your product.
What are you talking about?
You made a scrub cracker, scrub Mexican, scrub Guatemalan, and a scrub Indian, but not a scrub brother!
This isn't a race. This is just yellow because that's the color sponges are.
Oh, okay. How it's supposed to be in a perfect world. I guess you wanted the Little Mermaid to be white and red-headed again, not like the little black girl that made a good-ass movie. And you probably wanted Spider-Man not to be Miles Morales. But guess what? That motherfucker gonna be in the next movie. I guarantee it. Huh. And you mad. You quivering in your shoes. I bet you racist as hell. You voted for Mitt Romney. Anything to keep a black man down. Obama is the best president!
Okay, I'm just here to file a lawsuit against you.
Oh, you suing me? I'm no damn way you're not gonna sue me! Why? You don't own me? You don't own this product? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You own this? You own brothers? You own all black people? You own us as slaves?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Okay, I know how we solve this problem. I'm gonna countersue. Forget you! You gonna learn not to be racist, motherfucker!
We can talk about this.
What's up, bitches?
Oh, damn. Why'd you grab it to throw it again? Why are you still throwing it?
We saw it the first time.
Well, bitches.
How'd you get all this money, Cody?
Well, I'll tell you how I didn't get it. I didn't sell it to Johnny Depp. Let's just say I had a very productive conversation with his security team, who politely asked me to leave.
Oh, so then how did you get the money?
Well, let's just say my dad got sued by the creator of Scrub Daddy for copyright infringement, but then he countersued him for being racist, and the guy settled out of court. So, I got a shitload of money, Junior.
Oh, shit. You got, like, $40,000.
Dude, you could get a ton of ring pop.
Oh, or he could go to the fair and buy a bunch of tickets to see the girl with the snake body.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Really? That's the best you guys could come up with? Ring pops and fake snake people?
I mean, you could invest it in the stock market.
Invest it in the stock market? Oh, yeah, that sounds like real fucking exciting content, Junior. What happened to us, man? Like, we used to buy, like, swimming pools and fill them with pizza and buy, like, big gumball machines, like, inflate a bouncy castle in the fucking house and shit. That was cool, right? Like, remember when we didn't move our mouths? We just shook. We just talked like this and everybody knew what was going on. Those were the good times. What the fuck is this? You guys just want to buy ring pops and shit? What... Invest? Come on. Come on. Comments are right. We're all washed up.
No, Cody, we're not washed up. It's just that, you know, I'm just trying to think. We can't do the same thing we did the last time we had a lot of money because people say we're just copying the same idea.
Nah, you guys lost it.
No.
Don't take the money.
We've done cool Cody before. I mean, you've been cool before. So I'd be rich. I mean, what would we do differently?
Nah, I don't know, man. This shit is just, it's fucking lame. You guys are lame.
No, guys, we just hit 10 minutes. So, like... Like, the video, like, we make
three... Fucking lazy?
We make three a week!
Come on!
The Squid Game series was cool.
It was.
Maybe we need to get some peace and throw it in your pool.
No, you're right, Joseph. We need to be better. We'll be better, Cody!
Okay.
A shitload of time, Santa.
Not for 2 billion kids, it's not.
But not all of them are nice.
Well, we gotta at least make 1 billion toys, and one fucking Etch-a-Sketch is just not gonna work.
But those are really hard to make. They're full of sand, so I keep having to go to the beach with a bucket.
And what's your excuse, Orna?
I made a monster truck, Santa.
You made one fucking monster truck in 4 months?
Well, Santa, it has 4 wheels. That's a wheel a month.
Give me that damn thing.
Ow!
Hey there. The cops. Santa, I gotta use the bathroom. That fella looks like somebody who's warned for some pretty terrible crimes against children.
He is.
Well, Santa, I hate to have to do this to you, but I got a warrant for your arrest.
A warrant? What did I do?
Well, apparently you killed the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting.
No, I didn't.
Santa's voice gets high-pitched when he lies.
Orna, shut up. No, I didn't. I didn't shoot anybody.
Well, the rumor is that he was banging your wife.
Oh, he was. He was banging my wife.
Well, maybe you killed him out of anger?
No, I didn't kill him out of anger. Fuck no.
Okay, well, I'm still gonna have to arrest you all the same.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
I do, sir, yes.
I'm Santa Claus!
Yes, I know, but you're under arrest, sir. Come on.
Order, order, order! I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Santa Claus, who is being accused of shooting and killing the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting. Naughty, naughty. Mr. Claus, how do you plead?
Not guilty. I didn't do it.
Very convincing. But let's go over the case. Apparently, the Easter Bunny was having sexual relations with your wife. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He banged the shit out of her.
I'm so sorry about that. And did knowing the Easter Bunny had your wife bent over like this, did that piss you off, knowing he was doing that to your wife?
Oh, fuck yeah. It made me want to shoot him in a drive-by shooting.
Now, it is weird that you say that, because you are being accused of shooting him in a drive-by shooting.
Oh, well, I didn't do it.
I would like to believe you, but we also have this 911 recording from the Easter Bunny on the night he died.
Hello? 911? It's me, the Easter Bunny. Santa just shot my ass. He just pulled up in a car. He shot me.
He was probably hallucinating before he died. I don't fucking know.
I have a question for you, Santa. Where were you on the night of December 30th?
I think I remember that night and where I was. I was in the passenger seat of a car with a gun in my hand, riding around listening to YNW Melly's Murder on My Mind.
He was listening to Murder on My Mind by YNW Melly.
Well, fuck. You got me.
Finally, the truth. Mr. Santa Claus, I find you guilty of murdering the Easter Bunny. But since he was banging your wife and you did tell the truth, after just a little bit of lying, I sentence you to be the Easter Bunny this year. That means you have to hide the eggs for all the kids and do Easter Bunny things. And if you don't do it, I sentence you to death by firing squad.
Easter Bunny? I don't want to do that gay shit.
Can't see shit out of this thing. Gay as hell. Nobody wants eggs. They want presents. Who invented this damn holiday anyways?
What the fuck? Holly! There's some guy with a bunny rabbit mask dressed as Santa Claus throwing eggs in our yard or some shit. I'm gonna go yell at him and tell him to stop it. Hey, what the fuck you think you're doing in my yard?
I'm the Easter Bunny, delivering your damn eggs. Be happy.
Well, if you don't get the fuck out of my yard, I'm gonna threaten to call the police. Assault! You see that? I'm gonna call the police on you for assaulting me. There he is, officer. The fuckhead in the bunny rabbit Santa suit that threw eggs at me.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
I'm delivering Easter eggs. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, you're the Easter Bunny, huh?
Yeah, I was court-ordered to do it.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, you've been drinking a lot tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. How about you just go home and sleep this off? How's that sound?
Well, no, I gotta deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Oh, all of the yards?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you're doing a great job. I think you're actually supposed to hide them, not just, like, throw them around on the lawn.
Oh.
Yeah, and it looks like you're running out of eggs.
That's okay. I got more in the truck.
In the truck?
Yeah.
So you've been driving like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. How about you just go home and sleep this off, huh?
No, I need to deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Yeah, that's not gonna work for me because I'm gonna be getting a lot of calls about people complaining about a Santa bunny just throwing eggs at people. That doesn't sound like something I want to deal with tonight. Okay, well, now I'm gonna have to take you down to the police station for throwing eggs at me. No?
No.
Okay, well, now we're at the point where I'm not asking, so come on.
Order, order, order. I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of... I'm sorry, Mr. Drunk Man with the Bunny Mask, what is your name?
I'm the Easter Bunny.
See, Your Honor, I'm sorry. We're not going to get any answers from him tonight. He's so drunk. He thinks he's the Easter Bunny.
Actually, I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, see what I mean? He's hammered.
I see. Well, sir, you are being charged with littering eggs in a person's yard, public intoxication, and assaulting a police officer by throwing eggs in his face. Take your mask off so I can see who you are.
What, Santa Claus? Why are you dressed like the Easter Bunny?
Oh, shit! Damn it, Officer Guy! I sentenced Santa Claus to be the Easter Bunny this year because he murdered the real Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting!
Wait, you got caught? Are they looking for the driver? Damn, Santa, I didn't know you were on the naughty list.
Yes, he's free to go. He has to go deliver eggs to all the children. But, Officer Guy, I order you to assist him in his Easter Bunny duties, or else you will be held in contempt of court.
Okay, sir. God damn it. Well, I guess this is better than getting busted for helping Santa with a drive-by shooting. Come on, Santa.
Marvin, it's Easter! We have to go paint eggs and hide them before Jeffy wakes up so he can go look for them!
Baby, isn't he too old to celebrate Easter? We need to tell him.
No, Marvin, we can't tell him. He loves looking for the eggs. Oh no, here he comes!
Where the fuck are they?
Where's what?
The bunny rabbit turds! Little pelts of rabbit shit, like Cocoa Puffs, Cocoa Shit Puffs!
Well, Jeffy, I don't think the Easter Bunny poops on the ground.
He's gotta poop somewhere!
Well, he doesn't poop while he's delivering his eggs, and you should be looking for eggs!
Okay, well, let's go outside and look for them! Come on, Daddy!
Give us 1 second.
Marvin, you don't have any eggs out there!
I'm gonna improvise it, just hold on.
No eggs and no bunny rabbit fuck!
Jeffy, stop with the bad language.
You stop with the bad language!
Listen, the reason why the Easter Bunny hasn't delivered eggs yet is because there's a 97th annual town Easter egg hunt, and he decided to deliver all the eggs in one spot instead of all around the place because of flood zones.
Okay, let's go! I'll go grab my basket!
Alright, let's go!
Thank you, everyone, for coming to the 97th annual Easter egg hunt! Pardon this rash on my lip. I kissed a hooker last week, and I'm starting to get worried. Remember, kids, never kiss a hooker. They're not people. Anyway, a little birdie told me the Easter Bunny himself is going to be here later.
Holy fucking Easter egg fuck!
Jeffy, language.
No, Daddy, the Easter Bunny's coming. You better go get in your suit.
I'm not the Easter Bunny, Jeffy.
Yes, you are.
When's the Easter Bunny going
to
be here?
Well, actually, the real Easter Bunny was shot to death back in December, but we have somebody else coming to stand in for him.
Oh.
Well, there he is now.
Jesus. Christ, Santa, you couldn't put the bottle down for 1 minute?
This is my last one.
What, no, say hi to the kids.
Ho, 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 ho!
Stop saying ho, ho, ho. The Easter Bunny doesn't ho.
What the fuck does the Easter Bunny say?
Jesus, your beer breath. I can smell it through the mask. I don't know, say hippity hoppity or some shit.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way!
Yeah, hop.
Huh, huh.
Okay, I can see why you weren't in the NBA. Say hi to the Easter Bunny, kids!
Holy fucking dick cheese in the morning, Daddy! It's the fucking Easter Bunny! It's him! He's here!
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like him.
Okay, kids, one at a time. You don't want him to throw up on you.
I can handle my shit.
God, he's a fucking mess.
Hey, Easter Bunny, can I sit on your lap and tell you what I want for Easter?
Sure.
Okay, I want the golden egg, and when I open it up, fucking $1 million in it.
Yeah, me too, kid.
Hey, Mr. Easter Bunny, can you blink?
Don't hit the Easter Bunny,
don't
please.
Don't do that.
Wait, something ain't right.
Don't.
Santa Claus, you're the Easter Bunny?
No, he only killed the Easter Bunny.
Ah! He killed the Easter Bunny!